Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another very important transmission lined up for you today. It is the 18th of February, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And I had Pastor Lindsey Williams on for about 45 minutes last week, and the news and information and revelations he's bringing forward have really made a splash worldwide. And a lot of people misinterpret what he's saying or try to invent things he said that he hasn't said. I thought we'd go over some of that today for an hour and a half with him. That'll be an hour of airtime, of broadcast time, or more than an hour of broadcast time, having him on for an hour and a half total, so that you can call in and ask questions of Lindsey Williams. Because, I mean, he did go on record back when oil was $147 or more a barrel, and he did say within 6 months it's going to drop down below 50. It's at $34 a barrel last time I checked last week. And he said this is being done by design to implode the world's economies so the big central banks can consolidate wealth. Well, I know that's part of their plan. I know it's part of their plan with popping the subprime mortgage. We got that from two different Bilderberg Group sources on record in Endgame. You know, shot almost 3 years ago, a year and a half before any of this even started. So, yes, what Lindsey Williams says has great credibility. And even when people give folks revelations from first-person accounts, and it comes true, people are in denial. Just like we said, they would use staged terror attacks to build FEMA camps, set up Homeland Security and NORTHCOM before 9/11, because they'd already proposed NORTHCOM and Homeland Security as early as 1993. It happens, just as we said. We then said that they were going to hype up, quote, fighting Al-Qaeda for Homeland Security. Then suddenly they would flip that over and say, oh, by the way, it's for every American. Americans are now Al-Qaeda. It's all misdemeanors. Everybody's a terrorist. See, when you hear Homeland Security, that's the public name for you being a prisoner under martial law. And you're just told it's for some guys in caves in Afghanistan, but the entire architecture was built for you, and now the government admits it was built for you. Now, when you hear NORTHCOM, you know, oh, that's to protect you and Homeland Security. That is the occupational military. That is the now public army that was secretly being built in the shadows for decades. I mean, this is a giant multi-trillion dollar effort. This is the entire program of the globalists, is to capture every Western nation as slaves and to squeeze us and control us and dumb us down and micromanage us through the carbon tax. And they'll have lots of well-meaning idiots running around, jumping around in tie-dye shirts going, yes, we're saving Earth. Oh, micromanage me. Tax everything I do. Tax internet downloads. Tax beef. Tax chicken. Tax cars. Tax plastic. Tax rubber. Micromanage me. Shut down the family farms and ranches. Oh, don't let me drink organic milk. Oh, it's liberal. This is social engineering. And the CFR with Richard N. Haass wrote, republished the Club of Rome documents from 91 last year that, yeah, it's all phony. They're going to use environmentalism as one pincer, one side of the pincer. The other is the phony terror. You are a prisoner. Your children are prisoners in these public schools. They're micromanaged and white-gloved. They make one mistake or one outburst, they go to prison as felons. This is to induct you into prison. You understand? Everything is to induct you, to institutionalize you.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So we got Pastor Lindsey Williams on this 18th day of February, this Wednesday edition, joining us, coming up in about an hour and a half from now. We've got Glenn Spencer is going to be back on to talk about the victory of a rancher who admittedly had his home robbed repeatedly, his cows killed, trash thrown all over his ranch. And when he detained illegal aliens and called the police, the police went after him. Basic trespassing laws don't count if it's for the illegal aliens. And this was a form of terrorism. He was sued over it, but years later, he's now won the case. So we'll go over that today as well for about 30 minutes with Glenn Spencer. I'm going to get the rancher himself on in the near future. I've actually interviewed the rancher before, but they couldn't come on until the court case was over, so that's being lined up. And as I said, Lindsey Williams is coming up a little bit later. I want to play this first before I get into all the news, the very important financial news. I want to play this clip first because in making the Obama deception that I'll be done with, it'll be done in a week, and then it's got to be sent off to be mass-produced and everything to ship out on the 15th. And folks can pre-order it now at Infowars.com. By the way, you can link through and pre-order that if you want, so you'll be the first to get it shipped out to you. You know, the earlier your order, the order you're in the stack that they're shipped out. But in trying to cover all of Obama's lies, it is dizzying. And then you look at the Obama supporters and you feel sorry for him. I mean, you don't even dislike him. I mean, I remember with the George Bush supporters, it didn't matter how much he lied about WMDs, it didn't matter how much torture he pushed or how much corruption or how much gun control, the so-called conservatives were so signed on to his bandwagon that they didn't want to hear any of it, because they were scared by the terrorism and also, you know, got into the emotionalism of, you know, crying about those that were killed and putting flags outside their house and you know, just basically getting into it. Meanwhile, the very people they were praising for saving us were the ones that had carried out the attacks. You know, I felt sorry for them as well, but to watch these Obama people, to know they're being deceived, to know they're being set up and taken for a ride is really upsetting. And everything he said has been a lie. Everything he has pushed has been a fraud. Everything. I mean, he lies more than Bill Clinton. He lies more than George W. Bush. He lies more than Tricky Dick Nixon. I mean, and he's been in office a month and a half? No, not even a month and a half. He was sworn in on January 20th, and it's the 18th today. So less than a month. It seems like a million years. Everything else in life seems to speed by at, you know, warp drive level. But everything with Obama, it's just crawling, because I'm studying him and watching him. And, I mean, this guy is a piece of work. And almost everybody in his administration is a criminal. Almost everybody in his administration doesn't pay taxes. There are a bunch of Chicago crime machine individuals, or they're Israeli public government operatives, or they're slumlords. I mean, this is scary, folks. But here's just one little clip we're putting in the Obama deception of clip after clip. You know, my problem is I only want to make this film 90 minutes long, because that's really tailored for a mass audience, for the attention spans out there. That's a little long. But already I'm debating, well, will it be 100 minutes? Because there's so many lies, I just want to put them all in there. And we're a month into this. Can you imagine this film's going to come out when he's been in office about a month and a half, 2 months, and I'll have to make an Obama deception 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know, there might be 50 volumes if he's in office 4 to 8 years. But here are just two of them. Now, this is from last year. Listen carefully.
I'll also institute an absolute gift ban so that no registered lobbyist can curry favor with members of my administration based on how much they can spend on a fancy dinner. I'll make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business. Now, Justice Louis Brandeis once said, sunlight is the greatest disinfectant. And as president, I'm going to make it impossible for congressmen or lobbyists to slip pork barrel projects or corporate welfare into laws when no one's looking. Because when I'm president, meetings where laws are written will be more open to the public. No more secrecy. That's a commitment I make to you as president.
All right, stop right there. Stop right there. I mean, there's so many lies. This guy can jam so many lies into so few words. We're going to have to start the tape back over and just stop it each time because it's just all lies. He has reaffirmed total Bush secrecy. That's in the headlines last week. He is telling England to not let the torture orders come out that Bush ordered, protecting Bush and saying they're going to continue that policy. He has done nothing but appoint registered top lobbyists. I mean, all the kingpins. Top lobbyist Wall Street, top lobbyist Goldman Sachs, top lobbyist Raytheon, defense contractors. And it won't just be, I mean, in the Bush administration, it was bad with lobbyists, but normally you'd have policy wonks and professors and academics in the mid-ranks. With Obama, it's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 deep lobbyists. I mean, this is the lobbyist administration. I didn't realize this. I knew he was lying and appointing a bunch of lobbyists, but doing the research in the last few weeks for the film to be, you know, precise and to look at the lobbyist list, there has never been an administration with anything near this. They are just looting everything. And donors, they are bringing in donors. You know, your corporation gave $1 million to Obama. Well, you're going to own healthcare policy. I mean, you thought the Republican senators, like Frist and people, stealing billions of dollars through their lobbying arms and through Medicare and Medicaid. I mean, they were convicted of that civilly and just paid a tiny fine. It's like, oh, I stole, you know, $50 billion, but I pay a $225 million fine. Oh, boy, slap me on the hand there. And I'd talk about Frist and people, and they'd say, how dare you, you liberal scumbag, not liking our wonderful Republicans. And then now I'm like, Obama's appointing nothing but lobbyists. They're stealing everything. Shut up, right-wing fascist racist. You people love being slaves, don't you? You love being suckered. You love being bamboozled and conned. I don't know what to do anymore. They're all on the same team. Team rape and loot you. You see, if government isn't a guarantor of your liberties and your freedoms, and if it isn't tiny, and even when it's tiny, the founder said you've got to watch it every minute. It's so deadly dangerous. You've got to keep your eyes trained on it. You've got to bind it down with the Constitution and the rule of law. You've got to hold public officials to a higher standard. Instead, they prance around, I'm an official, I'm an authority, I'm your excellency. I mean, I watch U.S. senators and others speak at the U.N. and they go, Your Gracious Excellency, and the U.N. officials literally bow down and walk backwards going, and these politicians just love walking up and being praised. They enjoy that. When they send these corporate chieftains, I mean, when the Fed chairman comes into Congress until late when Ron Paul's been exposing him, the aides, the sergeant-at-arms, the Capitol Police, the congressmen and women act like God is in their studio. God is in their conference hall. I mean, they are just respectful. Their voices tremble. It's like when Lady Rothschild was on with Wolf Blitzer, who never fumbles or foibles or messes up, he was just shaking because they just grovel to power. That's how psychopaths and sociopaths work. They grovel to the scum above them. But I'm already getting sidetracked and digressing here. It's just everything he said on the tape was a lie. Everything. And we've got tape after tape where he says, the day I come into office, we begin bringing the troops home and they'll be back in 6 months. And then it's, oh, well, we're going to look at bringing them back in 16. We're going to look at bringing them back in 23 months. And suddenly all these mainline liberals are like going, I hear them on talk shows. They email me. They comment on the articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And they're saying, you know, Alex, we've got to be reasonable. We can't leave the Iraqis hanging. You know, this has got to be a controlled pullout. It's all the same stuff we heard from Bush. They're now regurgitating it because they feel like they got power. They got a stake at the table. They got a place at the table. Hey, don't you talk about Obama. Don't you talk about Obama. You're just jealous because he's up in the White House. And I'm like, no, the Iraqis want us gone. In their polls, 97% in the latest polls want us gone. Even the puppet government wants them gone. It's disgusting. Our troops are being killed. But see, Iraq is a giant black hole that upwards of $400 billion a year gets dumped into with no records, and every army investigator that tries to go over and stop corruption gets killed. They've killed hundreds now. Hundreds. And so that's why it's going to go on forever. That black hole sucking the money isn't going to close until this country's totally bankrupt. Got it? That's what the military's here for, to ship in narcotics, heroin, cocaine, to steal money. You got it?
I'll also institute an absolute gift ban so that no registered lobbyist can curry favor with members of my administration based on how much they can spend on a fancy dinner. I'll make our government open and transparent, so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business. Now, Justice Louis Brandeis once said, sunlight is the greatest disinfectant. And as president, I'm going to make it impossible for congressmen or lobbyists to slip pork barrel projects or corporate welfare into laws when no one's looking, because when I'm president, meetings where laws are written will be more open to the public, no more secrecy. That's a commitment I make to you as president. No more secrecy. And when there's a bill that ends up on my desk as president, you, the public, will have 5 days to look online and find out what's in it before I sign it, so that you know what your government's doing. When there are meetings between lobbyists and a government agency, we'll put as many as many of those meetings as possible online for every American to watch. When there's a tax bill being debated in Congress, you will know the names of the corporations that would benefit and how much money they would get. And we will put every corporate tax break and every pork barrel project online for every American to see. You will know who asked for them, and you can decide whether your representative is actually representing you.
Did you catch that? He will have 5 days at least to read a bill. No more rushing bills through where nobody has a chance to read them. And then what happened last week? Admittedly, it was Barack Obama said, no one can read the bill. It's got to come directly out of conference committee between the House and Senate, and it's got to be passed. And they were given less than an hour. No one was allowed to read it. 1,700 plus pages long. Close to 1,100 pages long, and then he said, I've got to sign it the minute it passes or we're going to have a depression. And then he says, okay, I'm not signing it. I'm going on vacation. I'll sign it next Tuesday in Denver. I'll sign it in 5 days. by design, the old trick that Bush and everybody else does of rushing the Patriot Act through, rushing the last banker bailout bill through. No one was allowed to read the final version. And then it passed and we got it and it was worse than the previous versions. Total takeover by foreign banks. All lies. And he's having the meetings with lobbyists are secret. He's declared they're going to keep all the Bush secrecy. They're going to keep the powers that they claimed to the president that didn't exist. All lies. But see, now the Obama supporters are psychologically invested in him as a father figure, as a leader, as a savior. And so what are they saying when he lies? I'm reading their websites. I'm reading their blogs. They're going, oh, he's doing what he has to do to get things done. He rushed that through and none of us were allowed to read it because he wanted to help us. All lies. That was all from one speech. That was unedited. That was just a few minutes of that liar. Folks, I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of speeches, and I have a moral responsibility to not just put out a junky film. So since I'm rushing it out, I'm staying up here till very late at night just watching his speeches, and I'm telling you, there's so many lies that I can't even comprehend it all. It is a tsunami of lies. They go out to focus groups, both parties, and they find out what you want and what you are demanding. That you want transparency, you don't want special interest, that you want the Congress to read the bills. And then they go out and they lie to you and say exactly what you want to hear, and then they do 180 degrees in the opposite direction. And we are getting all sorts of threats and mean calls from Obama people. We're being called, again, right-wing fascists. You know, grow up. And for all of you conservatives that call yourselves conservatives that attacked me in the last 8 years, calling me a communist because I exposed that George Bush tripled the size of government, pushed gun control, illegal wars, lying, trying to plant WMDs, staging terror attacks. You invested in him. You signed on to him. You signed on so that when Bush got attacked, you felt like you were being attacked. And the same thing's happening with Obama. And that's why you're going to lose your pension fund. That's why you're going to lose your job. That's why you're going to be a slave. That's why you're going to be in a police state. Because you won't grow up and admit you've been lied to and suckered and that this government is bankrupt and run by a bunch of criminals. A bunch of Bernard Madoff criminals. They are hijacking and looting us seven ways to Sunday. Thank you for joining us.
Everybody knows.
The toll-free number to join us on air everybody is 1-800-259-9231.
Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful.
Give or take a night or two.
Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet. There were so many.
1-800-259-9231. And everybody knows.
And everybody knows.
Pastor Lindsey Williams joining us for an intense hour and a half, taking your phone calls.
Everybody knows.
The 9/11's an inside job.
That's how it goes.
All right, let me go ahead and get into the other news here. We have scores of such clips of Obama lying about everything. But don't worry, he has a housing plan to save you. Remember, the thing they passed October 3rd was the housing plan to save you. But then the day after it passed, they said, oh, we're not going to tell you where the money went. It's not for the houses. It'll be the same for this. They're going to dangle a housing plan out in front of you. And then the actual bill, because they've already said this in white papers. And if you watch the meetings they had a few weeks ago, at the meetings they had in Switzerland, and if you read what the different world ministers were saying was going to happen out of Bretton Woods too, and they've been flying Geithner all around the world setting this up, it's going to be the new super world bank that the governments of the world will sign away their sovereignty to, that will then control your currency, set your currency, manipulate your currency. The currencies won't all be the same. They'll play with them and use it to squeeze you even more and consolidate more power, vertically integrate it. That's why they're in power. They're greedy bastards. They're wicked control freaks. And so the, quote, savior is this new international world bank to, quote, run the United States. You know, to stop the corruption. But of course, when you look at it, it's the very people that engineered all this that'll be running it. But to the public, you know, they're telling them, oh, we're going to give you some money. It comes out to about $1.35 a day is what the tax cut is. And yeah, you can buy a cup of coffee with that. So, I mean, it's a friendly thing. You know, $9.7 trillion for the bankers, and that would have paid off, according to Bloomberg, 90-plus percent of all mortgages in the United States. But, you know, instead you get a cup of coffee. How's that sound? Sounds good, I guess. Housing plan, $275 billion to help 9 million families. Oh, yes, they're going to help you. Top 20 banks receiving U.S. aid are lending, the Treasury says. Sure they are. Greenspan backs bank nationalization, Financial Times of London. Now, again, this isn't nationalization. The federal government has signed governmental power over the private Federal Reserve with the banker takeover bill. Total power. And so when you hear nationalization, that means international foreign private banking takeover. Total financial military seizure of the United States. The financial seizures of the banks, military seizures through NORTHCOM, and the militarized police who are aiding the system in losing their own pension funds. So go ahead, follow orders, boys. You're going to lose everything you got. Just don't blame me when you're destitute. Okay, good. Just look in the mirror, look real hard. Greenspan backs bank nationalization. Of course, it's a 180 of that. And even a lot of mainline financial publications admit this, and I've had a lot of top economists and people on, like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and many others, and they'll tell you on record, Gerald Celente, George Humphrey, many others, that yes, this is a private takeover. And of course, they even admit that in the news, but not in connection to this. So it's not nationalization, it's foreign takeover. Manhunt, accused financier scammer, Stanford missing, this is out of Texas. He stole tens of billions, just like Bernard Madoff. And, of course, he was one of the top guys in the stock market. I mean, these are criminals, ladies and gentlemen. Wall Street founded the CIA in 47 to bring in narcotics, launder the money, buy up the stock market. And now the entire stock market is completely fake. Remember Mr. White in 2000, 2001, 2002, who was the vice president of Enron, the head of their energy trading division, and he would go to the big trading division in California and give the state reps and U.S. congressmen and women tours of big computer screens, look like NORAD, and he would show them the energy trading and explain why they were paying billions of dollars extra a week for energy. Remember all that? And they blamed the little governor had nothing to do with it. He was actually speaking out against it. The minute he did that, boy, they recalled him fast, used conservatives to do it, fooling us, myself included. You live, you learn. We've gotten more sophisticated. We still get suckered. You got to really be on the ball, and you're still going to get suckered. But if you don't know which continent you're on and which planet you're on and, you know, the three branches of government, you are going to get hurt real bad. So, you know, they stole close to $100 billion from California in just a two-year period. And their memos later came out about how, well, if we turn the power off a few hours a day, that will create the perception that there really is a shortage and the people will accept quadrupling, first tripling, then quadrupling of prices. And they did that. And now they're getting ready to do that all over the rest of the country. And they're telling people in Texas, oh, you're not going to have power sometimes. And we've got to increase prices. All part of the raping. But I'm digressing. What you saw with Enron, a $500+ billion company, suddenly it just disappeared overnight. And all the computer systems were fake, and all the numbers were fake, and it was all registered in Switzerland and the Cayman Islands and the Bahamas and Paraguay. And all the real money men, they took all the money out. We got word of this year before it imploded and said Enron's a money laundering operation, a narcotics operation. It's going to implode. And then they grabbed Ken Lay, and then he had a heart attack right before he was about to go to prison. Sure he did. And I've got confirmed sources. That guy is still alive. He's down in Paraguay right now. It's all part of the big scam. It's so funny. I mean, they'll sheep dip a young army captain in special forces. They do it to thousands and thousands of troops a year. Sheep dip. They stage their death. Ever seen Remo Williams? Well, the karate stuff's a bit fanciful, but the point is that that's really what they do. And you don't think they didn't sheep dip Ken Lay? Oh, yes, they did. Now, a bunch of other executives that were blowing the whistle, they would all get double capped in the head in Houston and Colorado. Lot of double capping. And the cops pull up there on the payroll. They always kill them in a jurisdiction where they own the cops. And, oh, it's a suicide. He shot himself twice in the head. A neighbor says they were running down the street in their underwear screaming for help. That neighbor gets capped. I mean, you could be running down the street in your underwear. Help me. They're trying to get me. And there could be witnesses to you being gunned down. Well, that's what happened to the head of Portendown Bioweapons Lab. He was... Local police showed up and saw five guys in black uniforms run off from the dead body. There was no blood. They claimed he slit his wrist and bled to death. I mean, that's how dumb they think you are. Around here in Austin, they just torture people to death, gut them, slit their wrists, slit their throats, hog tie them, throw them in the river, Colorado River. The public's so dumb, they think Colorado River's Lady Bird Lake. It's a river. I mean, that's how delusional it is. Rivers are now called lakes. Dead people are floating around hog-tied, tortured to death. The police say it's nothing. I mean, you know, that's America, folks. That's what it is. Delusion. People that have bought into delusion, bought into lies so much that the establishment will feed you anything. So just like Enron was a whole fake system, the currency trading, the stock market, the COMEX with gold and silver, it's all come out. It's all fake. They just make up the end of the day numbers. They just do whatever they want. It's all fake. It's all fake. It's 1,000 times more crooked than, you know, some Las Vegas casino. It's built and designed for suckers. And now they're bringing America down, so thieves at every level of government are just stealing and grabbing and snatching goodies everywhere. So we'll get into that. Home construction drops far more than expected. Says thousands of U.S. banks are on the verge of going under. Top RAP 4 bank woes forced Germany into nationalization law. Not nationalization. They're taking over the banks and handing it over to offshore corporations. Democrats plot fairness doctrine for internet talk radio. There's probably been, I quit counting. I know there's more than 10 senators in the last week who've come out and said, yeah, we're not just going to restrict talk radio and free speech and program what you can have on. We're going to do it on the internet. And I've got an article by Kurt Nemo that quotes mainstream news and clips of them saying it. Democrat Representative Henry Waxman and others. And then here's one. I've got one out of Canada, out of the Star. The Toronto Star. And this thing reads like what they're saying is normal and good, but it's so insane. I want to cover this later. There's quotes in here where they go, well, it's nice that people are on YouTube and citizens have their own say, but that's not good, and we need to ban that. And they have the acting guild in the lobby up there saying, well, people aren't watching TV anymore. They're watching themselves. And while that's okay, people need to see high-quality productions for the mental health of Canada, and so we need to ban the internet and only allow a few thousand channels that we're on. I mean, it actually says this. It actually says, I mean, now this is a whitewash, though. The way they spin it, like it's no big deal. Google Chinese-style net censorship for Australia. I mean, the government said that, where there'll be a few thousand sites you go to, and they've introduced the bill, and then they couldn't pass it, so now the prime minister is saying they're just going to do it by fiat. I mean, it's happening now. One day, the internet's free and open. Next day, you're like China and can only go to a handful of sites. It's simple. They enter a few thousand IP addresses for internet sites you can go to, and all the others are off limits. You understand, comprende? You understand this is happening now? You understand this is going on now? They'll never do that. Oh, yeah, they'll never steal $9.7 trillion, according to AP and Bloomberg now, in 3.5 months. They did it, Jack. Oh, they'd never, Obama would never keep the troops in Iraq. Alex, come on. You watch. He's going to bring them home. Now he's saying, we'll look at taking them back in 23 months. Obama isn't going to have any lobbyists in there. You watch, Alex. Just give the guy a chance. Just give the guy a chance. And I'm going, he's already appointing them. He's already saying who he's going to appoint before he's even sworn in. Just give him a chance, you racist. It's you out there saying that to the racist. I'm sick of all this race stuff. I'm so sick of it, it makes my head spin. People, the ones saying that, the ones with the chip on the shoulders, most of them are white yuppies who are in this guilt religion. And anybody that didn't fall down and worship Barack Obama, who, by the way, is Arab. He's Arab. I'm not bashing Arabs. My point is, the guy's 10% African. So we've got our first Arab president. Fine. Point is, the new Arab president's a liar. Yeah, his daddy's was 80% North African. Muslim. Arab. Regulate internet, CRT told. I mean, this is the type of news I've got here in front of me. We've had the head of the IMF, the head of the World Bank. We've had a bunch of prime ministers like Gordon Brown come out, and they're all doing it to cause rioting. They want rioting, folks. They want rioting so bad they can taste it so they can authorize NORTHCOM. And then NORTHCOM will go out and fix the riots and hand out Kool-Aid to the kids and hot biscuits. And it'll be, see, Alex, you were always so worried about martial law. Martial law did pretty good. I like it. My son was involved in the Army Brigade that, secured Houston, Texas or Chicago. And I'm joining the local auxiliary brigade of Obama troops. You know, Alex, I never thought I'd be for gun control, but after those nationwide riots, I've got a special certificate as part of the government brigade. I'm allowed to have a firearm, but you're not. You've spoken out, and we've had some terror attacks now. Turn them in. I can just see the police outside my house in the future. Jones, come out with the firearms, or we're going to have to kill you. We're doing what we got to for America. I don't think. I just do what I'm told. Everything's fine. You can just see the whole scripted thing set up and being staged. So Sarkozy's aide warns of risk of social unrest at a Reuters. A senior aide to French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who's not even French, another Israeli, warned that countries risk seeing explosions of popular anger comparable with the riots seen in Greece unless governments provide some protection to industry. Henry Gueno, one of Sarkozy's inner circle of advisors, told Le Monde that without some commonly agreed rules of reasonable levels of protection and government intervention, more uncontrolled outbreaks of populism and xenophobia will likely happen. Oh, we can't have populism, people wanting sovereignty and to run their own country, and xenophobia. Oh, you don't like going bankrupt and losing your job. You don't like having your job shipped overseas in France or England or the U.S. And you don't like the government paying tax incentives to move your jobs. And you don't like the government moving in tens of millions of illegal aliens who hate your country. While telling you to give up your rights or the Muslims will get you, they ship in more. I mean, this is disgusting. You know what? The sleeping giant is awakening. Know that.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Over a year ago, I summed up on the Sunday syndicated transmission globalism's takeover in a nutshell. Let's go ahead and roll that clip.
Here's how it works. They come into a nation, a Western nation, to get a funding mechanism and a military enforcement arm like England, Germany, France, the U.S. They come in and they lobby. We're going to have a great new society. We're going to take care of everybody. We're going to have welfare and build man up. We go, great. We're going to vote for big government and pay a lot of taxes to do this because it sounds wonderful and we want to share. They do dull some of that out for a while. Some good things happen, some bad things happen. The point is now it's created the trough. Then the global corporations come in. They're lobbying to take over the government the whole time to get most of that money that's being paid in taxes given to them in investments, which they then take and use to buy off and pay off and blow out third world economies. They then, over the last 50 years, get control of the third world as a kind of camouflage neo-imperialism. They then mass that wealth, use it to totally buy off the Western governments. They then drive up debt of those nations in debt now owed to those very private banking institutions and governments that were already taken over in many cases hundreds of years ago. See, I said this is simple. It's not. And they then take all of that wealth that they now have offshore where they never have to pay tax, but then they manipulate our government to actually raise taxes and toll roads and all these other ways of getting fees to then conduit more and more to themselves. And in the final phase, they come in and pay off the government to have the government actually write laws to cede government power into these multinational corporations, many of which are bigger than some of the largest nations in their GDP. And then they hire private intelligence agencies, private mercenary armies like De Beers with the diamonds, and so you have this world government run by these untouchable elites whose wealth is offshore, and then they basically just play nation states off against each other in globalization and economic warfare to have a domino effect to take over the next, and they end up truly being world rulers through the financial system.
That's a pretty
So that's the globalist system, ladies and gentlemen. We have been conquered, but if we can consciously realize we've been conquered, we can then overthrow these criminals that have hijacked our nation and the world. And there's no more any time for debate or argument about this. They're on record saying that exactly what I just stated is their plan, but they're saying that will save us. I know we've got loaded phone lines. We're going to get everybody's calls. I've just got Glenn Spencer coming on briefly in the next hour. Before I end this hour, information is the key, and I want to challenge everybody to pre-order the Obama Deception. You can check out the new design of the Obama Deception website, theobamadeception.net. You can watch the trailer there in high def, in high quality. And I hope you will go to Infowars.com and order the Obama Deception. I hope you'll order quite a few copies and then get them and make copies and get them out to everybody you know. Because the New World Order is betting everything on Obama, that he can sucker and con people with a popular movement to bring in the carbon taxes, the regulation, the foreign offshore bank domination of the United States. Getting the Obama Deception is so important. Again, Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888 563-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The film is going to be about 95 minutes long with about at least 30 minutes of extras on it. The film's almost done, and we've already selected the extras. And it's just an important documentary to have. You'll also be able to watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv, if you're a member, on March 15th. All right, we're going to come back in the next segment. Go ahead and get Glenn Spencer on, please. Talk about this good news court case.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In 1 hour, we'll start simulcasting the radio transmission via PrisonPlanet.tv, not just in the audio, but in the visual. That is coming up with Pastor Lindsey Williams to take your phone calls and get more into what a high-level oil company executive told him they were planning to do, and his information has turned out to be absolutely spot-on and gold. And folks wanted a chance to talk to Williams when I had him on last week. We didn't have time, so I've got him back up for an extended interview coming up. The next 20 minutes or so, then we're going to go to your phone calls for the balance of the hour, cover some other important news about internet censorship being announced. I mean, they're killing the internet. It's being announced in the New York Times, Toronto Star, everywhere, but telling you how great it is for your own safety. I know it's the global elite can't carry out this mass Madoff-style swindling of everything, if you're aware of it. And they can't have people showing old clips of Obama lying about everything, about lobbyists or about letting you read the bills or about the war. So that's coming up. But I want to get Glenn Spencer on because jury rules rancher didn't violate migrants' rights. We interviewed this rancher years ago when this all happened. He couldn't talk to us during the court trial. We've talked to his wife now. He will be on either later this week or next week. But Glenn Spencer has been working on the case and covering it as well. A federal grand jury found Tuesday that a southern Arizona rancher didn't violate the civil rights of a group of illegal immigrants who claimed that he detained them at gunpoint in 2004. And he'd had his house robbed, cattle killed. The jury did find him liable for 4 claims of assault and 4 claims of infliction of emotional distress and ordered Barnett to pay $77,000, $60,000 of which were punitive. Barnett declined to comment afterward, but one of his attorneys, David Hardy, said the plaintiffs lost on the bulk of their claims and that Barnett has a good basis for appeal on the 2 counts on which he lost. Folks, the illegal aliens are burning houses in Texas, Arizona, assaulting people, killing police, rocket attacks. I mean, the border is collapsing. Glenn Spencer, you know, good news, but also bad news. And we know in this case they were trying, according to witnesses, to really set him up. Tell us what really happened here.
Well, it's exactly what the witnesses, people have said. I've been out with Roger. I used to have a radio show years ago, about 10 years ago, and I did a remote broadcast from his ranch 10 years ago. And at that time, Roger was being overwhelmed by illegal aliens on his ranch. He has 22,000 acres in southeastern Arizona. He's about 50 miles east of where I am right now. I have a small ranch on the border, and I've known Roger for years. He is an American hero. He has been complaining. I was back with Roger 10 years ago, 1999. He gave testimony, and I've got it on my website, to the House Judiciary Committee. And he was saying, what is going on here? I am being overwhelmed. My livestock are being killed. My property is being destroyed. And so he testified before Congress about this 10 years ago. And he's since, during that period of time, he's been out trying to protect his own property. And he is apprehended and turned over to the Border Patrol more than 12,000. I think it's closer to 15,000 illegal aliens. None of them has had as much of as a scratch. Now you have a setup where the, because he's effective, and because he works with the Border Patrol and he has within his rights, he is a threat to those who are advocating the wholesale invasion of our country. And they tried to shut him down. That's all. This was a setup. They went after him, and they failed.
It was basic Mexican mafia tactics.
No question about it. The Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, MALDEF, was set up by the Ford Foundation back in the 60s. And they are a, believe me, anti-American legal defense and education.
Well, stay there. Let's talk about them and how they set him up and what happened. But he's won a major victory. They were going to send him away to prison for a very long time. They've just gotten this fine, and he's going to defeat that as well. Stay with us, Glenn Spencer, American Patrol.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Glenn Spencer, you know, it'd been almost a year since I had you back on when I had you on last week. I don't know why we hadn't had you back on. We all just get so busy and you look down for a minute and a year passes. Maybe you should reintroduce yourself to folks because a lot of listeners probably don't know who you are. We have a lot of new AM and FM affiliates, a lot of new listeners on the web as well. Because you're one of the most educated, informed, longest fighting people in the defense of the Republic. I mean, the globalists openly say they want to get rid of the United States by immunizing the borders, and that's what's happening. So before we continue on with the ongoing invasion, tell the folks a little bit about yourself and your websites.
Well, my name is Glenn Spencer, born and raised in California. Went to college, went to university out there, college educated in economics and mathematics. I spent a lot of years in management science work and energy development. I actually ran an oil exploration company, a seismic exploration company, very successfully for a number of years. But about 18 years ago, I saw what was going on in California, and I took early retirement and started into this fight. And about 7 years ago, I moved down to the border and I eventually bought a ranch right here. I bought an airplane. I fly the border from Texas to California all along the border every 2 months and document what's going on there. And, of course, the government is lying to you about what's the fence. The websites are AmericanPatrol.com. And by the way, last time I was on with you, boy, you have quite an audience out there. Our hits went go skyrocketed. But also I have AmericanPatrol.com, which is my personal website. I pay for that. It's political. So I just pay for that. And then I have a nonprofit called AmericanBorderPatrol.com. That's a 501c3 in good standing, and we report what goes on at the border. As I say, I'm right at the Mexican border right now, looking out my window at the San Pedro River, which is a major smuggling corridor. Right now, we're building a tower down there to put a thermal camera to look right down on that river.
Okay, and your video, more than anybody else's, got so many different programs like the Minutemen started and really got national attention on this, so it shows what one person can do yet again. Now, Glenn, let's get back into how they tried to set up this rancher, Mr. Barnett, Roger Barnett, and then let's get into the Ford Foundation.
Yeah, well, what they have been doing lately, they did it with a rancher, Joe Sutton, down in Texas, and I went and met with him. They'll get a group of people who it is a setup. About a year ago, they had a bunch of people bring weapons onto his property, and he got into trouble there because they hadn't done that before, and so he pulled his gun on them, and that was a setup too. But here you have a group of people who were, I think, trained and briefed on how to behave, how to agree amongst themselves that he did certain things, okay? So they fabricated these stories. And
by the way, you had a bunch of witnesses that hadn't happened, and thank God, even some video.
Absolutely. So what they tried to do, which was what MALDEF does, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, and all these, they tried to. Roger's a successful businessman. I understand something. He's a self-made businessman. He has a big tow truck operation in Arizona and New Mexico. He owns a big propane company. He is a very successful businessman.
And he's got a Ponderosa. He's got a Ponderosa-sized ranch.
He's got 22,000 acres. So he is a successful guy. He's got some deep pockets. I'll be very, very frank with you. And that's why they went after him. They tried to strip him of everything he had. And they, thank God, they failed. Now, so that, as I say, I've been out with Roger many times. I was out with him one time, and it's too bad we don't have the link on the web because my server took it off. But I was out here with him one time, and I interviewed him, and he said, you know, this guy, the head of the Border Patrol in Tucson, told him those weren't illegal aliens on his ranch. Those were campers, people out camping. And I was out with him one time. We came across a group of about 55. So he picked up his cell phone and he called the Border Patrol. He says, I got a group of campers out here for you. And it, let me tell you, this 45 minutes later, we walked around another corner, and there was another 40 people right there. And he picked up his phone and he says, I got a group of campers out here. But, you know, Roger was a former Cochise County deputy sheriff. He knows the law. He knows how to move. He doesn't want to get into trouble with these people. He knows they're trying to set him up. He's very careful. That's why he's, you know, he's apprehended 15,000 people without a problem.
And that's why they went after him.
Huh?
And that's why they went after him.
That's when they went after him. They've been trying to set him up. So, you know, and these are powerful people with millions of Ford Foundation dollars. Now look at my site. I had 75 people online. Now I got 217. You have a popular show.
Well, you'll get a lot more than that. We have millions of listeners. Great folks.
You sure do. Wow.
Okay.
Anyway, by the way, when your listeners go on, the front headline story comes out of Investors Business Daily, and it's how this whole phony fence business has been perpetrated on the American people. And I know America, brother, their Investors Business Daily got this from a video we have. It's linked on there called This Is Not a Fence. You just look at that thing. See, I do aerial surveys. They are lying through their teeth. And Investors Business Daily is going after it. So what happened in the stimulus package? We showed that fence is working when they put it in right. He put in $200 million for the failed virtual fence and nothing for a real fence. Nothing.
Let's talk about they were defeated in their total amnesty bill. They said, well, you can't see the bill, but just trust us, it's not amnesty. And then Senator Sessions leaked it and wrote an article about it, senator out of Alabama.
Right.
Thank God. And I'm just recapping
thank
it for
God
listeners
for
that don't know. And it was more than amnesty. It was a pardon for all these felons.
Within 24 hours.
Absolutely. So basically, anybody who wanted to come here was legal. The 30 million that were here were legal. And
yeah.
Bush said that was an amnesty. What are they planning now that they've got Obama in to try to push total amnesty again?
Listen, he's worse than Bush. He's just confronted with this huge unemployment problem. But he is going to pull back on enforcement. He's going to stop the border fence. He is going to look the other way. They cut the E-Verify, this electronic system, where the employers can instantly verify with 99.696% accuracy, or 99.6% accuracy. They pulled it out of the stimulus bill so that they want to be able to go out and use these billions of dollars to hire illegal aliens. Can you believe that? That's what these Democrats are doing to it.
It's amazing, Bob.
Yeah. And now, he's out of the Saul Alinsky school, and these are open borders radical communists.
Bob, so much is going on. I mean, you track this constantly. What is most important for us to know right now about what's happening in the world?
Are you talking to Bob or me? Hello?
I meant Glenn. Sorry, somebody was talking to me, and then I got distracted. Glenn Spencer.
Okay, well, the problem we have right now is that there's a possibility that Mexico, the government, could fail, and we could have tens of thousands, if not a million or more people, head for that northern border. Okay, their northern border, our southern border. And we're just launching a program. We finished our surveillance, okay? And we've launched a new Operation Bias. It's called Border Invasion Alert System. We're going to have it up on the American Border Patrol site here soon. We know where all the vulnerable spots are. If they decide to flood across the border, we know where they'll come across. And we're going to have an alert system to tell the American people if and when it happens. Because we have the capability, the airborne capability, to report it very quickly. And I'll hopefully let you know if some major event starts. We think there's some very sensitive places like just to the west of El Paso, Nogales, Tecate. There are some very sensitive spots where we could be overwhelmed.
Glenn Spencer, you know, it's not just Mexico that's in danger of collapsing. Areas of the United States are. Homeland Security says they believe Mexico could collapse any time in the next 9 to 12 months. They also say that...
The CIA says that the greatest threats we have are Pakistan and Mexico. I mean, you know, have we left the border open? I mean, if your viewers go on site, you see the kind of border that the Congress ordered. It was a two-layer fence. And then right below that, it shows you what they gave us. They say they built 640 miles of fence. They built 200 miles of single-layer cheesy fence on the border and are lying to you. And a lot of that, 40 miles of that, is useless. So the government built 160 miles of useful fence, but only one layer. They were supposed to build two. And they're supposed to build at least 700 miles of it.
What's going on with the Minutemen today that have been so demonized for just going out with binoculars and reporting crime?
Well, because they called attention to it, and the open borders crowds don't want that. They don't want the American people to go on. You know, there's a blackout of what American Border Patrol does, and I can't get arrested. We've been flying the border for over 2 years and posting our results and challenging the DHS. I held a press conference in the National Press Club on January 15th, spent almost $10,000 setting this all up. You know how many people showed up in the media? Nobody. I spent almost $1 million of my own money personally invested in this effort. And because we know what's going on, and because we're the only organization in the world that goes out and regularly flies the border. I'm the pilot, 500 feet off the deck. We know what's there.
Glenn Spencer, I want to do one more segment with you, then callers, we're going to get directly to all of you that are holding at the bottom of the hour. I want to come back and talk about the sheer magnitude of murders and death and kidnapping and carnage on the southern border that has just destroyed communities on both sides. And why is the government covering that up?
Man thinks, 'cause he rules it us, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will.
Glenn Spencer is our guest for another 5 minutes. Glenn, 5-6 years ago, I would read the Texas papers down the border about mass kidnappings, murders, police being killed, sheriff's departments being held hostage, just drug dealers ruling everything. Most of the sheriffs on the payroll, you know, constantly getting busted. More than 10 towns in Texas flying Mexican flags at their city councils. No English allowed. And I'd tell people, and they wouldn't believe me. Now, it's finally breaking nationally because it's getting worse and worse. Living on the border, tracking this, how bad is it really, and how much worse can it get before total collapse?
Well, we have murders happening, especially along the border here, at an incredible rate. 6,000 people in Mexico were murdered last week, drug-related killings. But what's more frightening right now is, you know, the kidnapping capital of America is Phoenix, Arizona. They have a kidnapping every day, sometimes two or three times a day. People held for ransom and abducted. Home invasions. This is a United States city. People are being, the murders, the killings that are going on, kidnapping, beheadings. Right along the border.
This is what it's like to live in Guatemala. We are now going to be like Guatemala.
No question about it. And if there is a complete upheaval in Mexico, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was being orchestrated by their government, then they're going to push millions of people across the border. And we down here are going to be in a world of trouble. A lot of people. But that's not going to stop here. It's going to come north. And you've got a lot of very vicious people who wouldn't think twice about blowing your head off.
Well, that's the other issue, is that they can use any name they want. The Mexican consulates will give them as many fake IDs as they want. Then the U.S. government accepts that for welfare. I mean, this literally every criminal that lives in Mexico is on their way here.
Yeah, but you have, as outlined by Investor's Business Daily, and it's on the front page of our site, our government could stop this. They could have stopped it 40 years ago. And that's why when I stood there at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., I paid thousands of dollars to set this up, and the people knew I was there. Not one media member of the media would show up because they wanted plausible deniability. They don't want to have to say, yes, we knew that our government was betraying the people and deliberately leaving the border wide open.
Well, Glenn, if you read the Security and Prosperity Partnership documents that have been declassified, they state they're going to use economic and immigration crises as things collapse to say, see, we need a continuous border, contiguous, with all of North America, Mexico, the United States, Canada, and just get rid of borders and just legalize everyone. That's going to be their solution as things implode.
No question about it. That is Barack Obama's number one priority in my judgment. He wants to eliminate the United States of America and merge it with Mexico and Canada.
How do we stop it?
Well, put people in office who will defend your country. Now, we're just spread the word. I think it's getting out there. When they stopped amnesty, We've got to do the same thing about stopping this invasion from Mexico. They've got to finish this fence down there. There was a Secure Fence Act of 2006 passed by two-thirds of the House of Representatives, more than two-thirds, over 82% of the Senate, signed by the president, and they promised to build 700, probably more like 800 miles of double fence.
And they didn't do it. Well, you know, the federal government is only supposed to do three things. Coin the money, defend the borders, and have the military. That's it.
That's it.
And they won't control the issuance of the currency. The private Fed does that, Federal Reserve, and they won't defend the border.
That's correct.
You know, it's just sad to see that they're going to use NORTHCOM military against the American people, and they say they are for civil unrest, but they don't allow the National Guard, the few they put down there for the news cameras, to even have loaded weapons. So the National Guard goes around with loaded weapons in the U.S. for us, but they have to turn tail and run. As you know, it's been in the news many times. Our troops run from the Mexican military.
Well, they were ordered to do that by Governor Napolitano of Arizona. She's now the head of Homeland Security. She is an open borders advocate.
That's right. The connections just continue. Well, Glenn Spencer, or I can call you Bob. thanks for coming on with us, and I really appreciate you spending time with us.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's just the facts, and our military, they've even shot military and FBI and police, and they just run like cowards under orders. That's America now.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance.
The days are bright and filled with pain. Enclose me in your gentle rain.
The days are bright and filled with pain. Enclose me in your gentle rain. The time you
is being filled. You'd rather cry, I'd rather.
rather fly.
Oh, tell me where your freedom lies. The streets are fields that never die. Deliver me from reasons why you'd rather cry. I'd rather fly.
Yes, the streets are fields that never die as long as the U.S. military is in Afghanistan, shipping in all the heroin the girls and boys need, shipping in all the cocaine they need, and pushing all the Ritalin and Prozac on the kiddies, not in the schoolyard, but in the schoolrooms. That's what that song is about. Let's go ahead and go to Todd, Remo, Isaiah, Brian, Scott, and others. Todd, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, always a pleasure to talk to you. I have a suggestion and an observation. You know, music is very powerful. Your bumper music is always, you know, filled with messages of patriotism and resistance. And I was thinking maybe a contest would be in order where listeners would submit music to maybe go on a CD to kind of benefit your endeavors. You could even, you know, include album art in that too, and maybe even available for download or whatever. But that was just an idea. The second thing I wanted to say is I just came back from Houston on a little vacation with my family. I took my children to the Children's Museum, and there's just no escaping the programming. Right into the entrance of one exhibit was a faux biometric handprint to get into this top-secret toy lab. And so we get back to the hotel, and we rarely watch television. I was looking for some cartoons, and they had, in the time when all the states are talking about declaring sovereignty, they had a Star Wars program where an evil separatist group is releasing a bioweapon on the government.
Yes, so everything, sir. The most popular toys right now, because I've seen the most Christmas, the most popular Christmas toy list, are spy toys, and almost all of them, it's about spying on your parents. The toys are about going through checkpoints and searching people. It's about putting people in camps. They actually have toys for this that are the most popular. It's about biometrically being able to get into your room. And the Time magazine for kids teaches them to take microchips and to thumb scan, and then to get their school lunches, they thumb scan, and to get library books, they thumb scan, and then for adults, you thumb scan. It's just going in everywhere, and they're demonizing cash all over the news. Many businesses won't take it now. And then notice at the same time, a lot of people had, 1-2% credit card interest. Suddenly they're telling them, oh, it's 18, it's 19. If you don't like it, just cancel your credit card. Oh, we're going to go up on your ATM fees. Oh, we're going to go up on your banking fees. See, once they have it cashless, they can do whatever they want. Tax, regulate, control, track everything you're doing. And yes, the conditioning is everywhere. I mean, I can't go on vacation and turn on the television or look at billboards or go to a museum or read a textbook. Everything is brainwashing.
And I took a little picture of their programming machine, and I told the ladies in the information desk, I said, I love coming here, but, this is creepy because the biometric society is on the way. So, hey, Alex, I love you, man. God bless you. We're always praying for you, and I can't wait till that film comes out.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, you notice you see CIA TV ads and hear CIA radio ads everywhere. We've played some here. They admit that they're recruiting people, but so are other federal agencies. That's to be part of the new million person. This is now official. The Pentagon's setting it up. Million person domestic spy force. 1 million spies. And what are they teaching police and others? It's gun owners. It's conservatives. It's people against the New World Order. And every video game, every TV show, SpongeBob, everything now, it's Enviro Cops. It's, go out and kill CO2 monsters. It's just total brainwashing. You cannot let your children watch TV or go to public school, or they will be taken away from you psychologically or maybe physically. The state spends more time with the average American child than their parents do. I've seen different statistics, but the average adult spends about 45 minutes of meaningful time with their children. In the state has your children on average 8 hours a day. Then they come home and watch the brainwashing television. The average child watches 4.5 hours. So your child gets home at 4. You cook dinner at 5. The TV's on. You're on the phone. You're busy doing bills. The sink's broken. The garbage disposal's broken. The lawnmower's broken. You know, you're busy. You bounced a check. Your mother-in-law's coming into town, and your children are in front of the television. It's so easy. And they're gone. They're being programmed, controlled by the society. Great points. Romeo in Texas.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Glad to finally talk to you. Anyway, I guess I'll just jump right into the point. I've been wondering for a while, do you really think they're trying to just take over America? I don't think it's that easy.
From what I really think of they, I mean, the global banks openly control the Treasury and the private Fed. They're openly stealing $9.7 trillion, now up from $8.5 trillion a month ago. They are openly setting up a World Bank to rule the U.S., and every major publication is saying the New World Order is here and defining it as a world government run by banks that you pay hundreds of new carbon taxes to. Now, they've militarized the police, they've shut up NORTHCOM, and they have taken over. Congress was threatened with martial law if they didn't pass the banker bailout bill.
I don't think that's just the thing, though. It's not, because there's always people. People are always going to be the problem. That's when population control is going to come into play. And I haven't heard you talk too much on that.
Really? I'm covering up population control? I didn't know that.
No, they want to kill most of us, if not all of us.
I didn't know that. I'm actually been covering that up. Are you really a listener? You haven't heard me talk about that every hour, every day?
It seems like you're just informing us instead of instructing us. Everyone's waiting to do something. Everyone's getting prepared. No one's actually saying, okay, we're going to organize this, and then we're going to start making protests, and then we're going to eventually...
Really? I haven't been having state reps on every single day, and I didn't
have... Where's the progress? Where's the progress? Where's our organization? When are the people actually going to make a definite stand to make everyone aware?
Well, there are 6.5 billion people and 300 million in the United States, and things are complex. The globalists control all the currency and the money and have the high ground in government. But we have the moral high ground, and they're having trouble getting their system through. So we're not – Rome wasn't built in a day. We're not going to defeat this thing in a day. I appreciate your call. So many people have this guy's attitude where they demand some totally written up A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way down to Z, signed, sealed, and delivered plan. And everything you said was false about me. And I'm not trying to pick a fight with you here, sir. It's just shocking. And I really have trouble believing that was that you were trying to be legitimate there. There's a lot of general psychosis out in the public. We are a mentally ill society, all of us to some extent. It's a very sick society. All I've been doing is having people like Dr. Edwin Vieira on a few months ago and write through about states' rights, state sovereignty, states declaring sovereignty, not seceding, taking control of the federal government as the Constitution states is their job. And all we've done is have state reps on with bills, and we've told people, introduce this bill, get a state rep to introduce this bill in your state legislature, and call them and go down there. Now, if that isn't a plan to have the state say no to FEMA camps, no to gun confiscation, we got Mississippi, Louisiana, Wyoming, and a bunch of other states saying, passing or preparing to pass laws saying, we're not going to follow your unconstitutional gun control laws. Your laws don't have effect here, and we're instructing the county sheriffs under state power to resist you. That is beautiful, classic resistance to tyranny. We just got word that our listeners went down in mass separately. They weren't waiting for orders from headquarters. I said last week, we need Texans. This is shameful that Texas hasn't introduced a resolution and 20 other states have. Since then, I've confirmed what Dr. Corsi said Monday. Now, 8 states are in the process of introducing it, and I talked to the state representative's office this morning in Texas. We're going to wait till he's on Friday. The bill is being written for Texas to declare sovereignty because our listeners went down there this week and talk to their state reps who are in session right now. You know, I should have asked that guy before we hung up on him. Sir, have you gone down to the state legislature? He was calling from Texas. Have you taken any, you know, did you take the time out to read the 20-plus resolutions that other states have and the 14 states that have now passed it, by the way? Have you taken that down to the Texas legislature, and have you gone and knocked on doors and gone in and talked to those state representatives? You know, they've been on the verge of banning gun shows in Texas, on banning anybody under 18 being able to even go shoot a firearm. It would ban Junior Olympics and 4-H shooting and a bunch of YMCA. I went down. I knocked on doors. I went down there 3 or 4 days a week when it was in session in the late 90s, and I went in and pressured state reps as a citizen, and I went in and testified, and I went and stood in line, and I caught bribery on video, and it made national headlines because I couldn't count on somebody else to do it. And then you call in criticizing me, going, I'm not hearing anything. I'm not seeing anybody do anything. Or other people email me and go, so what if states are introducing or passing resolutions to say no to the feds and gun confiscation and conscription and draft and enforced inoculation and banning homeschooling? They're not going to do anything. Nothing's going to happen. We need something real. We need a shooting war to start. We need a... This state move will have power if you breathe power into it, if you animate it with your energy. So I'm not going to spend any more time on you and your spirit of discord. But I will say this. I salute and commend from the bottom of my heart, and it warms my heart and buoys my very soul, that people are out there taking action, and that Texas, by Friday, is going to have introduced a bill with a bill number. I've already got the name of the resolution here, but I'm going to wait because they've asked us to, so that higher-ups will try to stop them from getting introduced. And then you sit there and you tell me we're not doing everything we can. You know, I only got about 3 hours sleep the night before last, and I got home last night. I went to bed right at 10, and then somebody comes knocking on the door wanting to talk to Alex Jones. Don't come to my house, anybody, when I'm there with my family or I'm sleeping. And then that was upsetting, and I had trouble getting to sleep, and I am literally dizzy right now with fatigue. When I work this much for several months straight, my vision starts getting blurred. I'm working so hard that my vision blurs sometimes. And then you call me, you lazy little creature, and you tell me I'm not doing enough. Do you think I have all the answers? Do you think I can do it all? I can't do it all. I can't do it all. It's up to you. And people end up blaming the messenger. And all these COINTELPRO people lie and say we don't offer solutions. It's a fraud. Now, I don't have time to bicker and whine here. I need people to take action in whatever way you see best, but just do something. Isaiah in New York, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's just it's really amazing to finally talk to you. I just wanted to say I've been listening to your show for years, since ninth grade and since high school, and I absolutely love your show. I just have a couple of questions. One, the economic situation that's happening right now is horrible, and it's only getting worse. And I was just wondering, what should we do as states or people or just communities, just people being together, what should we do in order to make it easier or just be able to survive? And
bottom line, the globalists have captured the U.S. financially and militarily. Until we denounce them and rebuke them and expose them as foreign, as illegitimate, as a bunch of criminal Madoff types looting us, we declare all the derivatives a fraud. We let fools that invested in them go under. We let states and other institutions go under. They're too big. They need to. Things are going to be tough. But if we don't take the pain now, we're going to allow these people to fully bankrupt us 10 times worse, fully federalize and internationalize everything, because by federalizing, they're already internationalized. And then we lose all local control. We defend the areas we've still got control, like the state. We expand our beachheads there. We expand out into regional state alliances and allied systems. We get the word out. Now is the time during this crisis. People are listening. And, you know, people blow a lot more money than they think. You don't need crud. You don't need baubles.
I agree.
The most important thing is to be prepared.
Yeah, people just waste their money on the stupidest things. And also, I also wanted to comment on the call that was just on previously, that was not a legit listener. And to be honest, someone that's just calling to say, oh, well, AJ, tell me what to do, that's ridiculous. And I've seen so many videos about you where people try to defame you or just make you look like you're working for the New World Order or the globalists. And I just find it amazing that you're causing that much damage to these establishment, that they're going so far to say you're working for them. It's amazing.
Well, you know, that's the globalists do that so that there's an excuse for people watching or listening to not take action. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Regardless, stay there, I'll come back to you. Everything I've said has been accurate. What's going on is real. They want to make it about Alex Jones instead of looking past me and actually getting together and doing something. Globalists always try to get into our meetings, everything we do, and stir things up, and everybody fighting with each other. Hey, that means we're doing our job. That means we're effecting change. We'll be right back. All right, Isaiah, finish up the point you wanted to make.
Thank you very much. I was just continuing about that caller. That was not a legit caller, and also it's just really amazing that after all these years of me watching it since ninth grade, it's how fast it's accelerated. I've also seen people, so many people waking up, and just to see 20 states like passing bills for sovereignty, that's just amazing. That's really, it really is amazing.
14 states have passed it. There's another 20 that have it. And people say, well, they won't enforce it. No, this is the beginning. We make sure they enforce it. But just to poo-poo everybody's efforts and say we're not going to do anything or getting we need specifics. You know, that guy might have been a legitimate caller. We might be being too hard on him. I mean, he's frustrated.
Yeah, I agree, because some people just don't know where to start. But like when the Obama Deception DVD comes out, me and my friends, we're going to buy like at least 50 or 100 DVDs and just make copies and pass them out and say, hey, if you support Obama, you should have a look at this, you know?
Absolutely. Good to hear from you. Speaking of the Obama Deception, it is in pre-sales right now. It'll be shipping out March 15th. You'll also be able to watch it at prisonplanet.tv. So go to InfoWars.com and order your Obama Deception today. Also, we have in stock right now and are shipping Eye of the Phoenix, Part 3 of America's Secret Beginnings. Powerful film. Of course, my films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Terror Storm, Fabled Enemies, Truth Rising, Loose Change Final Cut. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in PA. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
I'm a new member to the movement here, and I really haven't been here too long. But I was wondering something. I was looking up this passport card, and I haven't heard too many people talking about
the RFID that's in your passport that any thief, and it's been documented by the news, can ride around in any city and grab in just a few minutes hundreds of passport numbers and steal your identity. You mean that?
The Western Hemisphere travel.
Yes. For the North American Union, they advertise like a passport, but just for Northern Hemisphere, North American Union travel. Yes, they've got those.
Yeah, I was looking over that, and I mean, it's crazy. And they were talking about how if your state don't do the real ID, you can apply for that and use that with your driver's license for real
ID. Yeah, it's a federal ID.
Yeah, it's crazy. And a couple other things. A couple days ago, you were talking about the whole states flat. Like you were talking about going back to the 13 stars and the stripes.
Not according to that caller. I'm not talking about eugenics either. Did you hear that when he said I'm not talking about how they plan population?
I couldn't believe that. I mean, you look at your documentaries, and you most definitely talk about eugenics. Every day that I listen, you talk about eugenics. I mean, it's just insane. And what he was talking about with that, you don't provide solutions. I can't imagine someone saying that, because you have plenty of commercials that provide tons of solutions. GetSeeds.com, SurvivalSeeds.com, MaineMilitary.com. All those commercials you have, they provide plenty of things that you can do in case martial law was implemented. You know what I mean? It just
provides plenty of solutions. Yeah, but more than that, we're fighting to educate people about NORTHCOM so that people politically know what's happening so we can say no to it.
And if you watch your documentaries, you can see plenty of ways to organize and get together and plan your own movements and, you know what I mean, get things going so that you can actually make your own point known. You know what I mean? It's just absurd for somebody to say that you don't make any solutions, because you have plenty of solutions that you put out there. I respect everything that you do, and I you're a great American.
Well, I try, sir.
From most others, honestly.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Look, you're all great Americans as well. Now we sound like Sean Hannity. You're a great American. No, you're a great American. Man, I'm just trying to make sure my family doesn't get enslaved and everybody else doesn't get enslaved. I mean, we're being taken over by a bunch of Madoffs, a bunch of criminal banks. People are like, well, what's the solution? Take over your states. Say no. I mean, come on. The solution, look in the mirror.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 7.5 minutes. Lindsay Williams is going to be joining us for an hour and a half, taking your phone calls and a host of issues, 1-800-259-9231. I got a bunch of other important news I'll get into as well throughout the transmission. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Canada, where they're openly about to ban most internet websites. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. Pleasure to talk to you today.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. I've been awake for about 9 months now, and Lindsay Williams was just very instrumental in that, so I'm certainly looking forward to listening to him coming up the next hour and a half, you say. I'm a midnight custodian at like the largest church in Canada here in Winnipeg, and I've been hearing a lot of stuff about, like, you know, FEMA with infiltrating, like, pastors and stuff.
Yes.
Getting pastors to talk about, you know, submit to government.
Yes, that's on record. We have the secret FEMA documents, but now it's mainstream news. So, yes, they are. I mean, talk about Red Dawn. Talk about creepy government. Yes, they are. They've bought off most of the preachers. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been, I guess, since hearing that and, you know, doing my research on that, seeing that, you know, it's legitimate, I've been sort of keeping an extra eye on him. And to his credit, I really think my pastor is, at this point, still blissfully unaware of what's going on, even though, you know, he's, you know, talking to a whole bunch of high-ranking officials and stuff. You know, he was offered to be a part of Stephen Harper's pastoral recommendation team, and, you know, he was saying,
"Yeah, that's
no,
to co-opt all the pastors and make them feel important."
Yeah, and he's gone on behind the pulpit a couple times, and, you know, sort of poked fun at, you know, people who used to, you know, store food back in the old days, and, you know, store up on guns and stuff, saying, "Oh, China's going to invade one day." But like, he really stays away from world issues. So, like, I'm sort of haven't quite passed judgment on him yet. I don't think he's involved in any of this yet. I'd really love to get him a copy of Endgame. Maybe you could put me online with the shop or something after this. The shop line, you know, I can purchase a copy and get it to him. But yeah, I guess. Over the last 9 months, my life is just completely revamped. I just want to say you're doing a fantastic job. You know, I've just recently purchased a 2-year supply with eFoods Direct, Survival of Seeds. A whole bunch of stuff is on the way to my house. I'm getting ready for what's coming. I'm trying to get my wife and my family on board, people here in Winnipeg, people at the church. Thankfully, I know another one of my friends is another listener to your show who I didn't know about until, like, a couple months ago. All of a sudden, he's getting on board with, you know, saying, you know, Alex Jones is right, you know, starting to get the word out there here in Canada. And you know,
good, because if the people, I mean, if the people just say no to this, the globalists can't get away with it. They've got to have us acquiesce. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess it's just a little rough, you know, sometimes getting the word out, you know, especially, I guess people initially want to start with the people that they care about the most, which turns out to be the hardest group of people to bring on board, is, you know, the people who know you the best, know your faults, know what's wrong with you, I guess, and, you know, they can, they sort of impose that image of you onto what you're saying to them, and it's a little frustrating at times, but, you know, we're doing what we can here, and yeah, hopefully I can get my pastor a copy of Endgame and maybe start some sort of a conversation with him about that.
Absolutely. Look, leaders in the community, pastors, business leaders, and others, the feds are busy trying to co-opt them because they know they've got to control the local area. We've got to educate these people about that. And a lot of times they haven't been contacted yet and they'll laugh at you. But then later, when what you warn them about happens, then your credibility goes to 100%. Then the next phase of education begins. All right, good to hear from you from Canada. Pastor Lindsey Williams, straight ahead for an hour and a half, and your phone calls and a lot more right here on the GCN Radio Network. PrisonPlanet.tv now engages.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live. We have an hour and 52 minutes left in worldwide transmission. We just began simulcasting here in the last 2 hours, not just on radio, but now on TV online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you for watching us live. We also archive it for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers at PrisonPlanet.tv each day. I want to thank the great crew that is here doing things, running the show for us. We're going to go to Pastor Lindsey Williams in just one moment. But first, I want to thank one of our sponsors, SurvivalSeedBank.com. Fabulous heirloom, non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds. We're in uncertain times. You know, we had 90% of the public, right at about 90%. I looked it up the other day again. It was about 89% living in rural areas during the Great Depression, and still 7 million, according to government studies, starved to death during the 10-year Depression. We're now 90% urban, not rural. We live in the cities, 90%, and only half of the 10% that is rural are self-sufficient. So 5% of the U.S. population is self-sufficient. It's fun to garden. It's great to garden. You need to start doing it. All of us need to get back. This is true local sustainability, not the globalist sustainability that they push that means feudalism and control. So SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. High-quality heirloom, non-GMO seeds. Give them a call at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, SurvivalSeedBank.com. That said, let's go ahead now and tell you about our next guest. You know, I've had Lindsey on over the years, on average about twice a year. I've been interviewing Mr. Williams, I know, for at least 12 years, most of my career on radio. And I've always known him to bring out very accurate information, not just because I've read part of it later in the news or learned about it from a separate guest, but because I live in Texas and much of my family on both sides worked as roughnecks in the oil fields and lease hounds and in refineries and as petroleum geologists. And so I have studied the situation, and I know that we have an overabundance of oil. I know that it's even leaked out mainstream news years after he talked about it, that there is more oil in Alaska, very easily extractable, discovered oil, and there's oil in the Gulf of Mexico that they've laid off limits. They let the Chinese and others and the Mexican government have it, but we can't. More oil than Saudi Arabia, and those finds are on records, and we've gone over those on air before. But he, with Atlantic Richfield, he was a pastor up there, and this happens more often than not, working in the oil field, saving them a lot of money, keeping them from blowing their money, getting drunk, going to prostitutes. And so they hired him for 3 years to be the Atlantic Richfield and also other oil companies on their board meetings to pray and to be their chaplain. A lot of companies do that. And so he wrote best-selling books about the subject and exposed how they staged the oil shortage in the 70s both times. But then, back in July, I got a call from Dr. Stan Monteith, and he said it was very important, so I called him, and he said, look, I can't talk about this yet. There's somebody that we both know who's got some powerful information about what they're going to do with oil prices, but as soon as he's ready to go public, I'll interview him first, and then you can talk to him. So Dr. Monteith interviewed him, and then we had him on a few days after there in July. When oil was at, depending on what day it was in that week when I had him on, between $147 and $149 a barrel. Now, it went down last week to $134, and it's right at that point right now. In fact, guys, check crude oil prices. Google that and pull up me a CNBC chart on crude oil prices. I want to just check what it is today because a few days ago it was $34, but I want to check that. And this fit into all my other research and all the other former heads of policy, Department of Treasury, and just all the Nobel Prize winners in economics we've had on. The globalists create all this fiat money. They buy up the world with it. They get everybody into a debt-based fiat economy. And then as soon as we went to the point of being a negative debt nation, they were going to pull the plug. And we also got that from two different Bilderberg sources in June of 2006 on record. Daniel Estlin on this show, Jim Tucker on this show, and the video at the hotel down the street from Bilderberg. Okay, what did your sources say? Okay, two Bilderberg members that are leaking us info. I mean, this is cat and mouse. This is being followed down alleys and guys in black sedans following you. It's all an end game. I mean, literally being followed around like in a, well, the video out of Istanbul, Turkey, looks like something from Raiders of the Lost Ark where they're going through those bazaars and people are following them, just trying to meet with somebody in a, and then, literally you meet with a Bilderberg group member or their secretary, and then they tell you, okay, I'm going out the back of this door. This is what they're planning. See ya. And, this is the type of stuff we go through to bring you this information. And it's almost like pearls before swine. I mean, everything we talk about comes true. Everything we talk about is accurate. We said almost 3 years ago, it's what, 2 years and 9 months ago, that they would pop the subprime mortgage, but first they were going to drive oil up to 150. It was like 65 then. That sounded crazy. That was already an all-time record. 65, 67 to be exact. That sounded crazy. Daniel Estlin said from Bilderberg sources that they were going to sucker everybody back into the stock market, run it back up to 13,000, exactly what happened. Then they would pop the subprime mortgage by name, directly from Bilderberg, and that then everything would implode. Then I remember talking to Estlin after Turkey, and he got so many threats and so much stuff went on. Notice you don't hear it from Daniel Estlin anymore. They tried to kill him again. He won't come on air. Daniel Estlin's gone, folks. He doesn't do radio anymore. Have you noticed that? Maybe we can coax him back on. But this gets to people that have children. He has children now. With me, when they threaten my family, I just have to say, God, it's in your hands. I commit. We're about to go to Lindsay. I just want to preface all of this. Lindsay comes on here when oil is $147+ a barrel, and he says within 6 months it'll be below 50. No one could have imagined that, but it came directly from top oil exec. And it's on record that Lindsay worked for these people. Now, right after the time Lindsay told me this, I have family in East Texas and in Houston who are all in oil. And we've been waiting with bated breath with some family land we got because the gas wells and oil wells never get built down towards where our property's at. We're always, wow, that'd be great if that ever happened to us. And it stopped. Now they're back running around. But the whole point is that the inside scoop from oil companies was, and I even had dinner one time at my dad's house, and there was a oil company owner, but of one of the thousands of small ones, who was there, and he was saying, and this is about 6 months ago, that, yeah, they're planning to drop the price. So this is after Lindsay tells me this, I start putting feelers out in the kind of mid-level, because, I mean, oil is the biggest industry here in Texas, bigger than telecommunications, bigger than computers. So it's all over the place. And so I said, there's a lot of credence to that, but it wasn't dropping yet. Then it starts dropping now down to $134 a barrel. And crude oil today is $33.55 a barrel. Unbelievable. We're on, in fact, punch that up. He just showed me one of the indexes off the mercantile and it said $33. New York Mexican crude's at 35 and 1 cent. COMEX gold is at 979. Just surging, what, more than $15 today. But anyway, side issue. You better listen to what Lindsey's saying because, well, everything he said made perfect sense with all the other data I had, then it fell in place, and then he was proven right, which is scary because they plan to bankrupt the Arabs, bankrupt the world. In fact, I left it out there, guys, that New York Times about Mumbai totally imploding. It was on top of the printer last night. I meant to have it for today's show. I print stuff for research that don't get in here. It was the one about Dubai totally imploding and everybody losing their jobs. Everything he's saying is coming true for a worldwide depression where all that's left is the bankers and their control. So you better listen to Lindsey Williams because what he's saying is exactly what they're doing, destroying the entire world economy by design. When we went over the line in January of 2007 and America became a negative economy, that is more debt than we had investments or profits. We are a debtor nation. That's when the bankers pulled the plug. That's when it was time to blow the Ponzi scheme. But unlike regular Ponzi schemes where the Madoff or whatever runs off with the money, in this one they implode the Ponzi scheme and get the whole world. Now that's a long introduction, but I wanted to back up Lindsey Williams. He'll be with us till about 40 after in the next hour. Pastor Williams, great to have you here.
Thank you, Alex, for allowing me to be with you today on InfoWars. 3 years' time, I had the privilege, by the providence of God, of living with the elite. For the past 35 years, just as you have just stated, everything that I say has come directly from them. Then came the opportunity of a lifetime when I actually talked with a gentleman I had not seen for 25 years just a few months ago, and he told me everything that was going to happen, everything that the elite had planned for the world for the next year to a year and a half. And that's all I have done for the past 35 years is voice what I have heard the elite say because of the privilege that I have of living with them for 3 years' time. Now, since the program last week, Alex, I've done this especially for your program today. I have investigated and looked world over for what's happening worldwide in order to put together what this man told me into a global picture.
So and you continue. We're about to break, Lindsey. Lindsey, we're going to come back and give you the floor to walk through that. Since you were on last week, even more of what you said was confirmed with the Arabs going bankrupt, Russia, Eastern Europe going bankrupt, all because of the oil plunging in price by three quarters. Exactly what you said, Lindsey. Lindsey Williams is our guest. Just amazing. And we're going to be taking your calls coming up in about 20 minutes for the rest of the time he's with us. I want you to be able to address your questions to Lindsey Williams. No, we already had folks holding, but it's all on the same subject, the New World Order. Stay with us. All right, I gave you quite a bit of the background with Lindsey Williams and what this top oil company executive that he's known for many years called him and told him, threatened him. Telling him, look, Lindsey, you made that video that tens of millions have seen for free on Google Video. We want that offline or something bad's going to happen to you. But you can tell people this. We're going to bankrupt the world, and there's nothing you can do about it. And, Lindsey, you ought to get out of the U.S. All right, Lindsey, everything you said's coming true. As the globalists bankrupt the planet. Please continue.
Well, Alex, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, and there's only one power in the universe who is able to overcome them, and that's divine. Unless God steps in, there positively is no way to stop these people. I lived with them for 3 years. I know many of them. I know who they are. They told me back just a few months ago, and Alex, you allowed me the privilege of telling something so phenomenal that the world couldn't possibly believe it. It was impossible for it to happen. It would devastate the world's economy if it took place. And you allowed me on July the 28th to tell on your program that I had been told by an individual who knows everything that the elite have planned on the face of this earth for the next year to a year and a half. And, Alex, I'm so appreciative that you would even allow me to tell such outlandish things, because there's no way in this world that it could have taken place without...
Well, Lindsay, I've known you for years, and I've also known for years Dr. Monteith since the mid-90s, so I knew that you at least were told this, and I knew everything you talked about in the past had been accurate. And we got laughed at, I got laughed at, you got laughed at, but they're not laughing now.
They told me that the price of crude oil was going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. I said, why are you doing this? They said, we're going to bankrupt OPEC, the oil-producing countries of the world. I got laughed at. You're exactly right. There's no way that the Arabs and the OPEC and the oil-producing countries could declare bankruptcy. They said, and this is yet to take place, you'll watch this play out over the next year's time, Alex, because right now this is not true. Great Russia will become a great power, and they told me that was going to happen. That hasn't happened yet. I asked him about Dubai. He said it's going to become a ghost town. Now, in light of all of these things, let me point out worldwide, globally, how this is playing out in their hands right now. For instance, yesterday, Russia closed their currency marketing stock exchange. They had to close it down. It was literally going through the floor. Now let's look at China. 70,000 Chinese factories have closed. Oh, this is devastating. Folks, you don't realize how this is going to affect our economy in the next 6 to 9 months' time. There are 28 to 30 million Chinese workers that are out of work, and many of them are already beginning to riot. Can you imagine the Chevs and Walmart without anything made from China? Folks, this is so catastrophic. You see, I gathered this when this gentleman told me this a few months ago. I could see forward as to what the outcome of all of this was going to be. Now let's look at Japan. It's affecting them also. This is a worldwide total control manipulation on the part of the elite, and they have planned it for months and years in advance.
And you said they were also going to announce huge oil fines around Indonesia, Malaysia, and other places. That was then announced. You said they were going to have huge oil fines in Russia. That was announced. Huge fines in the North Sea. That was announced. Because, again, when we hear what Bilderberg's doing, they run things. It comes true. When we hear what a huge executive is saying and bragging, it comes true because they love to brag.
Oh, yes, they do. They're human beings just like you and I, Alex, put on their britches every morning just like we do. The only thing is they have power from their God, and believe you me, it's not the same God you and I have, Alex. So now let's look further at what's happening around the world. Japan, Toyota sales dropped 25% last quarter. Japan GDP, gross domestic product, dropped 12.5%. Now let's look at Dubai, that world-class five-star city, tallest skyscrapers in the world.
And by the way, let me stop you again, Lindsay, because I've decided sometime next week I'm going to air that July 28th show, because I remember you talked about Dubai then, and he said it was going to be a ghost town. People laughed at that. 6 months ago, it was the greatest boom place in the world. Now look at it. Please continue.
But the only reason I knew it, Alex, is because I was told it by one of the elite. I had no way in this world of being a little preacher out here, missionary in Alaska, of ever knowing these things. It had to have been the providence of God that he allowed me to know them so I could tell the world and get on programs like yours and warn people that this is the plan of the elite. And he said to me, he said, Dubai. Oh, he just laughed, and he said, it's going to be a ghost town. I said, the biggest city, the most immaculate, the finest ever been built on the face of the earth. Okay, here it is, right here. They just said, as of yesterday, 3,000 automobiles are sitting on the airport parking lot in Dubai, abandoned.
Stay there. Long segment coming up, Lindsay. Plenty of time to break all this down and then take phone calls at 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. My websites are prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. You know, I want to apologize that I keep interrupting Lindsay so much. It's that when you know Bilderberg planned this, kings and queens and Rothschilds and Rockefellers meeting, and you go there and you get the death threats and you get arrested and you get the information, And then you get it from Lindsay Williams, and you know it's real. You know it's happening. You know they've orchestrated this worldwide crisis. They admit it in their own documents. I just want to back up everything he's saying. I mean, I remember him talking about Dubai was going to be a ghost town back in July. How many months ago? August, September, November, December, January. And we're talking 6+ months ago. And it was up at that high when he said it. And I go back to what the sources at Bilderberg said. They were going to run it up to 150. That was insane when that was said, but it happened. We have the inside track. We put out the accurate info. And we have ways to defeat the globalists through states' rights. But it's up to you to take action with it. Now, Lindsay, I'm going to give you the floor, and I want you to, again, walk through, recap everything you were just saying without me interrupting, and then get into the latest info. And because, you know, you talked to him for hours on the phone, but that's how it works. You laid out what he told you, and that story's the same. But as things happen, you get more and more of the picture, because now it makes even more sense what he told you. So you've got the floor. Continue.
This is all planned by the elite. Let me assure everyone out there in Alex Jones' audience, in InfoWars, folks, everything you are hearing Alex Jones say is true. Believe every word you hear every day. It may sound unbelievable. It is believable. I lived with these people for 3 years. I know they have it planned. Now let's go back to Dubai. Dubai is one of the Arab oil-producing countries. This man told me when Dubai was at its glory, building a 5-star city such as nothing has ever been built before on the face of the earth, the tallest skyscrapers in the world, and he said to me, Chaplain Williams, one of the reasons we're taking the price of crude oil to $50 a barrel, and by the way, crude oil yesterday was $33.80. They have gone way below what this man told me they were going to take it to, and because of this, it has had catastrophic results around the world. Dubai, building this beautiful 5-star city, and workers have come from all over the world to Dubai to be construction workers in that city. Now, it's a ghost town. The skyscrapers have stopped. The concrete contract with an American concrete company has been canceled because Dubai is out of money. And as a result of this, in Dubai, let's say, for instance, you're a worker, and you go over and while you're there, I want a new Mercedes. Oh, I'm making big money. I'd like a Rolls Royce. So you go and buy it on credit. And you can do that in Dubai. Well, that's fine. Except that if you don't make your payment, they don't do like they do it in America. They're not going to forgive you a loan. They're not going to give you a bailout package like happened yesterday by our president. No, no. In Dubai, they not only come and get the automobile, they come and get you. You go to prison along with the automobile being confiscated. As a result, these workers who've lost their jobs by the thousands, there are sitting on the airport right now in the parking lot in Dubai City, 3,000 automobiles that workers left parked, left the keys in them, got on the airplane and left so that they wouldn't lose both their hide and the automobile. And as a result, Dubai City has done everything that this individual told me back 5 months ago, 6 months ago, was going to happen. It has become a ghost town. You see, they have planned this thing worldwide in order to do what they wish to accomplish. Now let me tell you what's going to happen in America and point out what is happening right today. Now, folks, watch this. I hope you have pencil and paper and you're taking notes. This man said to me, this person who knows everything, 82 years of age, he knows everything the elite are doing. He said to me, after I'd been threatened, and I agreed to go along with what he said, and there's certain things I couldn't even say on Alex Jones' show today in order to keep the sanity of my household and my family and keep myself in keeping their word. He said to me, he said, Lindsay, he called me Chaplain. He said, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years to come out of it. At that time, we didn't have the bank crisis. We didn't have the real estate crisis. We didn't have the big bailout packages we've got right now. He told it all to me ahead of time because they had it planned exactly as you've been hearing Alex Jones say on his program day after day after day, folks. I wish I could shout it into every one of his homes today. Believe everything you are hearing Alex Jones say. Even if you have trouble believing it, you believe it anyway. Because he's telling it to you in advance. Okay, here it is, in America. He said, America will see a financial collapse so big, great, it'll take years to come out of it. I'm going to tell you what happened yesterday. The Dow Jones stock market down 297.80 points at the close. The president signed the bailout package because America is in such horrible condition, and the Dow closed at 7,550 on yesterday. You tell me we're not in trouble? Now, let's go to oil. Oil yesterday went down to a bottom of $33.80. Do you realize that the oil-producing countries of the world, now this is everybody from Venezuela to Nigeria to all of the Arab countries, even to Mexico, our neighbor who is about bankrupt, and oil is their major staple, and, well, bought from drugs. And then, of course, the United States of America produces a certain amount of oil in Alaska, and Alaska's in big trouble financially now because of the tax shortfall. Do you realize that the ramifications of $33.80 oil yesterday literally brings the world into bankruptcy so that the elite can own every bank, can own the majority of the real estate, they'll own nearly every mom-and-pop business. And when I give you in a moment one other thing is taking place in Eastern and Central Europe, you are going to be devastated. And I'll give you this firsthand, but let me go on with America first. Oil, $33.80 yesterday per barrel. It was 147. They have lost three-fourths, 75% of their income. Somebody loses it. When oil goes down that much, the seller doesn't get it. The buyer doesn't make it. The oil companies will eventually go into a problem. And, you know, I said 35 years ago in my book, and I know I'm going back 35 years now, an oil company official told me that eventually the oil companies would be nationalized, and it's written in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, and for 35 years I wondered how they'd do it, and I couldn't even see it for 35 years' time. I'm not even going into that today, Alex. That's another whole show within itself, because they're the biggest that nobody thought they could ever be taken over. You read it in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, for those of you who have it. So oil closed on yesterday at $34.97 a barrel. Now, let's go to what David Walker, the former Comptroller General of the United States of America. He controlled the currency for a long time. He's now retired. He said, America's unfunded liability, folks, please write this down. America's unfunded liability is $66 trillion. He went all across America trying to tell people what was going to happen because he foresaw what the elite were doing and he dared to tell it. He said that includes the national debt, that includes Social Security, that includes Medicare and Medicaid, unfunded liability. Now, $66 trillion is more than the entire gross domestic product of the whole world. More than the whole world's gross domestic product. That means the output of the whole world does not equal our unfunded liability because the world's GDP is only $65 trillion. Folks, this is so catastrophic and so big. The elite have planned this so well that they have it at to the point that they can literally own and control the world, a dozen people. Can you comprehend a dozen people controlling the world?
Chaplain Williams, let me just interrupt, add some small caveats to back up what you're saying. And this is on record. The central banks of the world dominate Western nations. They set up fiat currencies. They buy up the majority of the world. They trick the Arabs and other oil producers to get into leveraged derivatives where they can make 10-15% a year. Most of their money's invested in that. They're leveraged. Then the bankers implode the world real estate market. That's to hurt the average person, and then local communities to further implode us so they can buy us up. Imploding the oil is meant to shut down all the other nations that are based on that. And then out of this, the Financial Times of London, Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine all say that there will now be a new world order with one global bank that owns basically everything and gives everyone credit. And with that comes the control of the government through the private banks, giving you your paycheck, putting money on your national ID. They're now announcing this will be how they save us. So they destroy everything so they can force engineer society and put strings into everything we do. So that's how they have pumped up this massive bubble. This is how they're doing it. And then cities like Dubai that have been built with the, you know, just like a palace, like Star Wars or something, so futuristic. All these other major cities that have been built up, all the construction, all the resources, the state governments go bankrupt because of the unfunded mandates. Everything goes bankrupt. The globalists come out with their new global monetary system, controlling all the currencies under one system, and they have total control. This is the economic setup. They set up globalism to get us all interdependent, to get us all into debt, to deindustrialize all the major free nations, to fully have control of us and have us institutionalized. Please continue.
Just this morning, I read over all the majority of, it took about an hour, to read over the majority of the giveaways in the stimulus package that was signed on yesterday. I shuddered. The average American didn't have the slightest idea. Now, jot down two words for me. Number one is tax structure. Because of the price of crude oil going from $147 a barrel to $33.80 a barrel yesterday morning, at the gas pump, it went down from $4 to $5 a gallon to $1.50 a gallon in some states, went down as low as $1.30 a gallon in one East Coast state. As a result of that, the federal government, the states, and others have lost three-fourths, 75% or more, of their tax base. Now, that doesn't show up for 2 to 3 months. Now, they come out with a stimulus package on yesterday. Listen to this. I was just reading over all of the money that would be given away in Denver. They're going to the college, the university in Denver. They're going to improve, for instance, a ramp coming off of the interstate. They're going to improve bridges. They're going to build this and build that. Do you realize that when I read the amount that they're giving for each of those things, that it was approximately only 40%? Now, mark this, folks. If they gave you, say, $10 million, and you were supposed to build a new ramp off of such and such of an interstate with this and improve the parking lot in the college, do you realize that they only gave you approximately 60% of what it would take to do that? That's right. In the stimulus package, they have intentionally planned it, and it's all, not a single congressman read the stimulus package. And I can see why. Because now, how are states going to be able to fund the additional 40% of all of these items that are listed in the stimulus package? The 60% that the government, federal government, gave them is not going to do them a bit of good, because the additional 40% they have to fund themselves.
The feds have announced today how they're going to fund it. All cars, they're saying they're doing this through the states with mandates, are going to have satellite tracker box in them and tax you by the mile. Now, every time you bring this up, I get emails going, wait a minute, there's so much tax slapped onto something regardless of the overall, you know, price of fuel. But then I read that overall gas receipts are down, and different states are different, though, aren't they? Some states it is per gallon, other states it is a percentage of how much you spend. Explain to people, because you were right, the gas receipts are down. Why are they down?
They're down because they have lost 75% of the amount of taxes that they'd get off of a gallon of gasoline. Let's say that, I'm just taking a round figure now, I don't know the exact amount. Let's take a gallon of gasoline, $4 a gallon, back before the price went down to $50 a barrel for crude oil. And let's say that state and federal governments receive somewhere in the neighborhood of one half of that in the form of taxation, because it's a huge figure. Now, they have lost that. They're not getting it anymore, because the price of gasoline has gone down to $1.50 a gallon. So instead of getting, I'm just rounding it off because I don't know the figure, it's in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, by the way. Let's say that they were getting $2, now they're getting 75 cents. Do you realize how much taxes are lost on every gallon of gasoline that goes into a tank at a gas pump? Now, the tax structure base is going to literally be devastated because of this, plus people driving less now than they did before.
I was about to say, that's the main reason, is that people have less money to go on trips. Even though it's cheaper, they don't have the money to buy the gas, period.
Now the states have to turn around and fund approximately 40 to 50% of all of the projects that have been given away in the stimulus package, but yet that tax base has been eroded so greatly within the past four to five months, folks. The elite have accomplished everything that they wanted to accomplish so quickly, it's almost as if they have accelerated their program. Now the states are required to turn around and pay 40 to 50% of their own money in order to fulfill the projects that have been given in this new stimulus.
Well, Lindsay, that was my next point. You said on air, he said it would go at least below $50 a barrel. It is $33 and 30 something cents right now. So even lower than yesterday. What do you make of that? It going even below what they told you?
Well, I'm amazed. A number of times different people have said, Lindsay, why don't you please call this man back and get some more latest information? I'm going to admit to you, Alex, I've been afraid to. I'm frightened to even think of what he might tell me. Now, what do I make of this? The fact that they have accelerated that, here it is. Alex, the reason they have done this, in my mind's thinking, is because they realize that programs like yours, people like Alex Jones, have awakened so many people that the American people are beginning to rebel. Over 20 states now have said, we are sending a message to Washington that we're no longer going to be under your control. This is another whole subject within itself. Now, let's go back to why they're doing this. Alex, when I lived with these people, I found that there was only one thing they were afraid of. The dollar didn't bother them. They had control of that. Congress didn't concern them. The president, they didn't mind him at all. He's just a little puppet sitting up there. What is the one thing that I found that these people are scared to death of? They are afraid of the American public, the masses of people waking up, and that's where Alex Jones' show comes in. That's where InfoWars comes in. That's where InfoWars.com comes in. Every bit of this is the thing that frightens them more than anything else in this world, is because when the masses of people wake up, they don't have a chance. There's a handful of them, and there's millions of us. And I believe, Alex, the reason that they have, what should I say, accelerated their program worldwide, not just in America, but worldwide, and gone below $50 a barrel, the reason I believe they've done it is because such masses of Americans are waking up just because of people like you, Alex.
Well, Lindsay, when you look at history, the only thing that threatens them is the people taking control of the government legitimately. They've bought off the government, and the elite is threatened by the people taking their government back and then prosecuting these globalists when they're all just a bunch of Bernard Madoffs. I mean, imagine, these are just the kingpins above him who set up ultra-massive Ponzi schemes. I want you to speak directly to that, Lindsay Williams, when we get back. And when we start the next hour, we're going to have you until 40 after next hour. You're gracious to spend this much time with us. We're going to talk to a whole bunch of callers that are patiently holding when we start the next hour. Lindsay Williams is our guest. It is Wednesday, the 18th of February, 2009, and the world is in the boa constrictor grip of the Global Crime Syndicate. All we can do is fight. We don't have a choice.
Well, the unions are big businessmen, and they're going out as a dinosaur.
You know, Bob Dylan knows about the New World Order. I'll just leave it at that. I don't have to listen to his music to know that, by the way.
Yeah, democracy don't rule the world. You better get that through your head.
This world is ruled by violence.
Democracy don't rule the world. This world is ruled by violence, but I guess that's better left unsaid.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us.
From Broadway to the Milky Way.
That's a lot of territory.
A lot of territory indeed.
That's the New World Order. We are back live. Ladies and gentlemen, they will give us no quarter. They are not going to back off. They want you totally bankrupt on a government card. Even middle class, nouveau riche, are going to be bankrupted by this unless we politically say you're foreign, offshore criminal banks, you're a bunch of Madoffs, you engineered this, we have all their documents, admissions, and unless a lot of people more powerful than I or Lindsay Williams get on the ball, you're going to be destroyed too. Police, military, everybody. We're in the boat together. You may think you're on the winning team of the New World Order. You're really with us. And the sooner you figure that out, the better. I know a lot of you are figuring that out. Lindsay, we've got about 4 minutes left in this segment. Cover any other key info you want to get into, and then we're going to start the next hour and take phone calls.
Their timetable is right on time. They're doing everything exactly as I was told 6 months ago that they were going to do it. Here are the statements that you can expect over the next year to a year and a half. America will see. Now, I'm quoting this man word for word. I would not change his words for anything. America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years to come out of it. What are you going to see? You're going to see the next 12 months' time an erosion of the American dollar. You will eventually see a collapse of the American dollar. Prepare your table because they already have it planned. What are you going to see? You're going to see, well, you just saw inflation. Now you're going to see massive, you saw deflation over Christmas. You're going to see massive inflation within 6 months, 9 months, maximum 1 year. Next, you're going to see continual closings, such as Circuit City just the other day, whereby 500 stores were closed, going out of business altogether. 13 million square feet of commercial office space now is lying idle. And they say, oh, somebody will take it up. No, they won't. Not when other businesses are going out. 34,000 workers were idled. What else are you going to see? You're going to see a total collapse of the oil-producing countries of the world. Countries like Dubai and many of the Saudi and others. You're going to see those countries have major financial problems. Let's go on a little further. Oh, this one is the one that is most concerning the powers that know what's going on. Here it is. Eastern and Central Europe, and folks, this could be so catastrophic for our economy in America, it would be unbelievable. Listen to what's happening over there. Hungary's forint fell to an all-time low on Monday. That's this week, day before yesterday. Poland's zloty slumped to the lowest in 5 years. It used to be two zlotys to a dollar, now it's four zlotys to a dollar. Half of all loans in the private sector in Poland and foreign countries owed to borrowers, and they're facing severe debt shock. Will this have ramifications in America? Positively. And this is exactly what was said. Listen to the man. We're nearing the level where things could get out of hand, said Hans Riddick, currency chief strategist for BNP Polaris. The mushrooming crisis has already started to spill over into Germany's debt market. This is what's scaring the people to death that know what's going on.
Lindsay, stay there. Back in 70 seconds with Lindsay Williams and then your phone calls. We are blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on Global Shortwave, WWCR. Only about a third of our internet streams are listed on Shoutcast because the way we stream, we're trying to fix that. And we are 1, 2, 3, 4, number 5 overall on Shoutcast, the 5th most listened to internet radio show, number 5, number 1 in talk. And we're like that every day and growing. We can just figure out how to get all our streams to show up on here, but we have them on different systems. We would be number 1 every day on Shoutcast. Now, why do I bring that up? This information's too important. It's not enough to have around 2 million listeners a day. We need to have tens of millions of listeners. And if all of you listening will tell people how to listen, where you listen, if you're listening on an AM station, they don't have one in their area, or friends or family, they can listen at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Or if they have a shortwave radio, they can listen. Folks, we need more listeners. This information needs to get out. Like when I get on air and go, a mainstream news article about how half the corn syrup products in America have high levels of mercury in them. That's been out for a month and no one still knows because we don't reach enough people. We've got to grow. Please spread the word about the show. Lindsay, I want to come back in the next segment and go directly to calls and only take calls until about 40, 45 after. And I appreciate your time with us. And I do want to spend some time to plug these new video reports you're doing each month. Very powerful info. Great to show people because this is an audio format. People really like video format to show their friends and family. So we'll get to that before you leave us as well. But in the 4 minutes we've got left in this segment, continue with what is going to unfold and what is going to happen. The NORTHCOM, the martial law, the troops, we don't have a choice. They're planning to create a crisis where we have to have federal help and then we're totally enslaved. How do we avert this? Or is there any averting it?
What the elite are doing is global. We originally thought this was just going to be something for the United States. What this gentleman told me when he gave me what would happen in the next 12 months' time, he dealt only with the United States of America. Now we're seeing the identical same thing happen globally. Listen, if you will, to what Hans Redeker said just the other day. He said, investors are beginning to ask whether Germany is going to have to pay for the rescue, same thing that we just signed the rescue bill on yesterday, rescue all of Eastern and Central Europe. Can you imagine all of Eastern and Central Europe going into bankruptcy? Germany can't possibly rescue them. So what are we going to see? We are going to see a worldwide total financial collapse. And you say, well, how is this going to affect me? I'll tell you how. Whenever you need to take a wheelbarrow load of dollar bills to the grocery store in order to buy a loaf of bread, you are going to be so devastated in your ability to be able to even put food on your table, you are going to beg the Federal Reserve for another currency. Mark my words, put it down. Alex has talked about this before also, what they're going to do with the currencies, and they're going to make you want it. In fact, you not only will not, you won't want to reject it, you'll be begging for it just so you can put food on your table. So what will they give you? They'll give you what they have planned all the time. They'll give you the new currency, whether it be a world currency or whether it be the North American Union currency. They'll have one right ready to give you whenever you beg for it because you're hurting so bad. So we'll see exactly what this gentleman told me would happen. America
and,
will
and by the way,
collapse.
This just in, Zbigniew Brzezinski, MSNBC this morning, said there's going to be food riots worldwide. So, again, they just love what they've done.
Well, yeah, they have it planned so that there's no way out. You see, the average person said to me back a year ago, before any of this happened, I remember I was speaking at a convention in Panama, and someone walked up to me afterwards and said, oh, Chaplain, no way would I ever accept anything but an American dollar and our greenback as we've got it right now. I said, yes, you will. I said, you will be begging the Federal Reserve for another currency when you take a wheelbarrow load to the grocery store to buy
problem,
a they have it all planned.
Problem, reaction, solution. They create the crisis. We say, what are they going to do about it? They have the solution. Wall Street Journal says, new currency. It'll still be the dollar, but it'll be pegged to North America. Open borders. It's here. This is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country. You don't have a choice. These are hardcore criminals in control. Stay there. Lindsey Williams will come back and take phone calls on the other side.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live and going to your phone calls here. Pull up the call list. Let's talk to Captain Truth in Nevada. You're on the air with myself, Alex Jones, and Lindsey Williams. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex and Lindsey Williams. I'd like to personally thank or speak for my family and identify to both of you that we really appreciate both what both of your families have done to help this country and our future.
Well, we've tried, sir.
Good luck. Lindsey, I met you here at Las Vegas a few years ago, and I've always treasured shaking your hand. Yesterday, a situation came up with the state and the 10th Amendment movement. I hope you're aware of that.
Yeah, I talked about it earlier.
Yeah, there was an individual who talked about, well, aren't the states tied into the money? And I wanted to make and see what you thought of this. It came from an individual that I had the pleasure to meet in the 10th Amendment from Colorado when they started it. He came here and did a seminar, and he was harassed by the federal government people who said that, we'll just cut off the state funds. And he says, well, let me think about that for a second. We send you the gasoline tax money, and our citizens send you the income tax money, and then you send a little bit of it back to us. How about if we just don't send that money to you and just take what we got coming from you, and if there's anything left, we'll send it to you? He was never threatened again. Do you think that situation might work?
Well, that's
positively. In fact, that's the answer to the whole situation of the taxes.
Yeah, that's what NORTHCOM's for, though, to try to force it. But that is political suicide for the globalists. They'll have to stage some terror attacks or stage some riots as their pretext to come in. And that's where all this is headed. That's where this is going. That's what we're focusing on, states' rights. But let me just cover this. Greenspan backs bank nationalization. This is not nationalization. The banker bailout bill just wasn't about the $800 billion that's really $7 trillion and then $8.5 trillion and now $9.7 trillion. That's official government numbers. They won't see where the money went. That's just the gross number they're giving. This is about the foreign banks. Through that banker bailout, they're given power to take over industries, you name it. And so that's really what's happening, is it's not nationalization. They're using the national front for foreign banks to fully bring the nation into receivership, just like the robber barons and the big banks have done in third world countries over and over again. Lindsey Williams, can you speak to that?
The elite have everything to gain by this. They have the majority of the real estate in America. They will control the banking system of America through the Treasury of the United States of America, so that where they have given out billions of dollars to the banks. They have put every stipulation imaginable on them to the point that it is outright socialism to the core. We will be as hardcore as Russia was during the last Cold War. So, Alex, you're exactly right. Every bit of this is to the end of total control of both banking, housing, mom-and-pop businesses, and the majority of everything.
And let me just add the proviso or addendum caveat to this. You're going to have tens of millions of out-of-work people who believe Obama's their savior. The media's made him this messianic leader, this anti-corruption guy, when he's owned by the very people. And so they're going to be getting government credits. They're already announcing this on their national ID card. And so the government is going to point at us that are fighting it and say, look, they're the ones that don't want you to get the free federal money. And they're going to rob the middle class, and they're going to have an army of goons and spies, which they're now announcing. The army has now taken what Obama said and done it, a million-person domestic force. I mean, when Lindsey says they mean hardcore Sovietism, he's not playing games. Lindsey?
Yes, you're exactly right. That's exactly what they plan. And the thing is, though, Alex, this individual told me 6 months ago that America was going to see a financial collapse so great it would take years to come out of it, and he basically was telling me, in his way of putting it, everything that they're doing. Alex, the devastating, the horrifying part of this is these people, the elite, whom I knew, lived with for those 3 years, they have planned all of this well in advance and are carrying it out.
Every angle. Every angle.
Every angle.
I mean, they have figured out that
thing.
Well, yep. I mean, for those that are in denial about this, number one, it's all admitted what they're doing, and they've come right out and said it. They're just posing as the saviors, but admitting their whole agenda for world government. The issue here is that even if somebody won't check our facts and find out we're telling the truth, they should at least know, since when has a power elite not set things up to implode so they can take over? Since when do they not create crises? You cannot be in denial anymore, people. Lindsey?
Yeah, you're exactly right. They create a crisis and they create a solution. And they have all of them planned well in advance. And I saw this years ago when I lived with these people. Can you imagine a Baptist preacher, pastor of a church of 400 people for 12 years, then a missionary in Alaska flying little airplanes around, believing that everybody was honest and everything was fine, being brought up in a fine Christian home, and all of a sudden I'm thrown into the board meetings of the elite of the world? Folks, you're talking about having the very depth of your foundation, of your whole being, shattered. I remember I went back to my dorm room one night. I looked up at the ceiling. I laid there and literally cried out to God. And I said, oh, God, how can there be such dastardly people existing on the face of this earth, Alex?
Absolutely. Caller, thank you. Let's talk to Dan in California. Dan, you're on the air worldwide.
How you doing?
Good.
I'd like to congratulate you on I'd like to buy you a beer, man, and say, you know what? You are brave talking the truth in Texas, because that could get you, you know, in some trouble out there, couldn't it?
Let me say this. It'll get us in a lot more trouble if we don't stand up. And I want to explain something. It is not brave overall what we've done. If I see an iceberg coming towards the ship and I go, hey, I got binoculars, there's an iceberg out there, it's not that I'm brave. I don't want to hit the iceberg.
I feel you completely. You know what? Everything that Lindsey is talking about is true. And you know what? It's an arm of the petroleum cartel and their conspiracy to literally take over and rule planet Earth.
Well, sir, I don't want to disagree with you, but the petroleum cartel is secondary to the defense contracting system that is secondary to the central banks.
I don't want to disagree. You know more than I do. They're just an arm.
Well, let me just say this. Well, I agree with you, but let me say this. 7 months ago, when Rex Tillerson of ExxonMobil, second biggest corporation in the world, Walmart, said global warming's a fraud, a scam, a tax, David Rockefeller went to board meetings and pointed out he was the majority owner and threatened to fire him. And so now Rex Tillerson has come out and said it's all real. Taxes will save us. I mean, Lindsay, who runs things?
Oh, the elite run things. I mean, the very top is probably a dozen men there. Then under them is the Council of Foreign Relations Trilateral Commission. Under them, the media, and everyone knows less than the other one knew. Yeah, that's them right there.
Go ahead, caller.
That he who holds a gold. Well, let me say this. I want to get this out. Stevia, you probably haven't heard about it.
It's a sweetener.
FDA certainly heard about it because they hunted it down like cocaine. It's cured cancer in India, and it turns water, morphs it, when you blend it, into a natural gas called split H2O. This is provable, scientific fact. It brought a cat, 17 years old, had throat cancer, was skeleton thin. She was at the vet, about to be put down, and it's brought her back into perfect health, and she is literally a biblical miracle. You were talking, Lindsay, that nothing short of an act of God would actually save this planet. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
I tell you, sir, I have discovered a biblical miracle, and I can prove every word.
All right. Listen, I appreciate your call. Well, where is that in the Bible that the people will humble themselves and come before me and repent? And people who don't believe in religion or God or Christianity, for them the issue is, we're not going to fix things till we humble ourselves and admit we've been scammed and screwed and are in trouble. But so many yuppies are still arrogant. They're in denial. They're spoiled. Can you speak to that, Lindsay? What's the line in the Bible about humbling yourself?
Yes, it's in the Old Testament. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will heal their land. And it goes on and on to tell what they'll do. Alex, on the last show, last week, you asked me a question, and I couldn't answer it at the time because I didn't have my Bible right in front of me. Folks, the first thing you need to do at this point is set your spiritual house in order. I beg of you, before you do anything else, you get that house on a solid rock, off of sinking sand. Listen, please, I beg of you. When Christ was ascending up into heaven, he said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your souls." That's the only place you're going to find rest and peace in the midst of all of this. That's in Matthew chapter 11 and verses 28 and 29. And I beg of you, as Christ went up, he said, while they looked steadfast towards heaven, he went up, and two men stood by them in white apparel that said, "You men of Galilee, why are you standing here gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which you've seen taken up from you into heaven shall come again in like manner as you've seen him go." And at that point, folks, he will conquer the elite. He will bring in his own kingdom. Positively put your faith in the fact that God is going. Well, you've read the last chapter, so I beg of you, do this for me. Here it is, Alex, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, the answer to the caller. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. How much plainer can you get than a promise like that from God, that in a perilous time in which we're living, there can be rejoicing and hope, because we know who is going to be the winner in the end. We've read the last chapter, Alex.
Well, amen to that. And again, for people that don't believe in spiritual things, ethereal things, the elite do. They are obsessed with it, and they believe they're getting power from their God, and their God demands that they kill us.
Well, one said to me one day, he said, Alex, he was talking to me as chaplain. He said, "Chaplain, we have a divine right to do this, a divine right to do what we're doing." I said, what are you talking about? He said, "Well, the average person in the world doesn't have the slightest idea how to run this universe." And he says, "We're the ones that have the knowledge how to do it." I didn't say it to him, and I'm glad I didn't, because I kept him as a friend enough that he'd tell me other things later. But, you know, there is a divine right that they have, except the only difference is they have one God, you and I have another. The Bible says there is a God of this world, the prince of the power of this air. He's known as Satan.
That stay there, stay God. There. You know, God of this world. You see, Americans were taught to laugh and giggle about serious issues. We were taught there's no elite, there's no banking corruption, there's no powerful groups of corporations that get together to try to take control of government so they can rule and get away with their crimes. That's all tyranny is criminals in power. And if a nation goes on long enough, it always gets tyranny. This is a guarantee. This is 99% of history. And all these fools out there think the government's going to help them. It's not going to help you. It's not even the government. Keep taking calls here for Lindsey Williams. Sonny in Indiana, then Caleb, Jason, and others. Sonny, thanks for holding her on the air with Lindsey Williams.
Hi, Alex. Great to finally talk to you. Me and my family have been listening to you for a couple years now, and I just want to give my eternal gratitude to you and Lindsey Williams and all of your people that you have on your show. It's amazing. I really thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you. Thank you.
I wanted to call today because my husband had seen something here in small town Indiana that kind of worried me. We're about, I'd say, 200 miles southeast of Chicago. And he had seen a trailer, actually two trailers, behind the local fire station here. And the one had mobile hazmat WMD trailer as provided by the Indiana Department of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
And the other trailer had the initials IPEP on it. And we've looked all over for that acronym and haven't found it yet. So I don't even know what that is. But that trailer's gone, but the hazmat trailer is still sitting there. And the reason why I wanted to call is, you know, we sit around here thinking that it's all global. It's not ever going to touch us when, you know, it'll come smack us in the face is the problem.
Well, let me tell you what's happening. When they announced that the Army and Marines are going to patrol America, the Army said how it was going to be rolled out. And they say it's for crowd control, riot control, and to take over states. That's in all the orders. But when they publicly write a Army Times article, they said, yeah, the Army's going to help people at car wrecks now and work with local police so that when the public hears it, oh, the Army's going to help with the jaw, and they show video of the jaws of life and the troops cutting people out of a car. Or the Marines are going to stop drunk drivers with, you know, they're going to have checkpoints. And, oh, the Army's going to fight drugs in Austin, Texas. So they roll it out. So they started secretly with Marines and Army raiding gun dealers and gun shops in the 80s. The earliest we know is about 1986. It's in Road to Tyranny.
Yeah.
Now, again, they've federalized every city and town. They've built FEMA camps, FEMA bunkers, mass graves, incinerators, and most of the police don't even know. But now it's starting to come out. So see, this is you're seeing their PR vanguard. So the local police don't say, hey, we don't want to be federalized. They go, hey, we're here to help you. There's a bio attack. Here's some money. You do what we say. And then they're now under federal control. Lindsey Williams comments.
Yes, that's exactly right. In fact, you'll see them all over the country.
So, Sonny, I hope that answers your question. We're going to jump. Caleb in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Caleb.
Hi.
Back on January 29th, you had Jordan Maxwell on, and he was talking about the rising sun symbol.
Yes.
And I was just wondering what kind of progress you guys have been doing on the presentation he wants to do.
You know, Jordan's a great guy, and he wants me to make a film with him, and if I have the time, I'll do that. I haven't even called him. I need to because... Look, I'm working all the time, and I can only start one project and then finish that. A lot of folks out there, they always talk about projects, and they always talk about, I'm going to do this and that. When we do something, we do it. And so I got to finish the Obama deception, and then I have to gauge and decide whether the 2012 film I'm going to make is most important or doing something with Jordan. Because also, I've told Jordan, write me a plan, tell me the film you want made, because, you know, he would be the director or whatever you want to call it, and I need to call him to get that done, but no real progress has been made on that.
Okay, I just thought that was, I mean, I love his work, it's just very interesting. I think it's very important to touch on that too, but I got a question for Lindsey. Is the gas prices ever going to go sky high again, like $4 or $5 a gallon, or is it going to stay steady where it is?
That's one of the things that I asked this individual who called me, who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors, and I gathered from what he said that you can expect gasoline prices at the pump to stay approximately where they are right now or lower for at least a year to a year and a half. I know that's completely different than what the speculators are saying,
yep.
But there again, it was $147 a barrel when they told me it was going to $50 a barrel, and all the speculators lost that shirt because they were betting on the futures. All I can do is tell you what the elite told me.
All right, so we're talking about at least another year of this. Anything else, caller?
Yes.
I love your show, and I watch it every day, and keep up the good work.
You too, my friend. Good to have you on board with us. Please spread the word about the transmission. That is the key. Infowars.com is the website. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, ramming the enemy at point-blank range. Because we don't have a choice. Fully committed. It's a great feeling going into these dark times that we're head up against it, not backing down. That's better than cowering and waiting for the New World Order wolves to tear our guts out. We may go down, but not without a fight. We're going to go back to Lindsey Williams, take a few final phone calls from him in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about some of the sponsors that have made this transmission today possible. They're the best sponsors out there, bar none. A lot of folks claiming that they've got high-quality storable food out there, but I know this. The people I trust are the J. Michael Stevens Group and their website, efoodsdirect.com. That's the letter efoodsdirect.com. Big banners up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. They've got a special going for only a few more weeks. It's the three-day first responder, and it is a three-day food supply for one person in a very small package. Because it's dehydrated, high quality. It's a good sample of what they have to offer. Just check out their website, efoodsdirect.com. The best prices last more than 10 years, 15, 20, and climate-controlled. 10 years non-climate-controlled like I have it in my garage and attic. I've got so much food. I mean, this is where I've bought a lot of food over the years, and 7 years ago I found these folks, and they're the best. So efoodsdirect.com or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Go watch the free videos and information up on their site. Definitely spend some time on that. Also, another great sponsor is Akola Blue, and that's what I've been drinking here today. We have an Akola Blue at my house in the garage, and we have an Akola Blue here in the office. And they come in red, green, white, red, blue, silver. They have hot water, cold water. It goes through 7 filters once it grabs it out of the air. I've gotten some weird emails going, but it's dehydrated water. There's no such thing. It dehydrates the air. It grabs water out of the air. It's regular water. And it's just super, super good, and I love it, and I drink it. EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Call and get a free brochure. It's the best atmospheric water generator out there. We found, bar none, and a great price, 800-691-6043, or EcolaBlue.com. Okay, Lindsey, before we go back and run through 5 or 6 final calls quickly, tell folks, you're now, because this is moving so fast, doing monthly DVD updates, and you've got some of your books and things as well available. I hope folks take advantage of it so they can spread the word to others, not just from this show. Certainly, PrisonPlanet.tv members can take the interview we've done and get that out and know they are. But for in-depth, where you're not interrupted by ads or callers or myself, tell folks the numbers so they can call and get that.
Alex, things have progressed so fast. They've accelerated so rapidly that I'm actually preparing weekly now. This is almost unbelievable. I've never had things happen so quickly. This past weekend, folks, I plead with you. I have never done anything like this. This past weekend, it's never gone out to anyone. This is the first time that anyone will ever receive it, is right now you're hearing about it. Prophecy. That's correct. Everything, okay, you've got to know about the Baltic Dry Index. I plead with you. Know the depth of how we could pay off one half of the national debt from our own soil in Dakotas, North and South Dakota, Montana. You've got to hear all of this. 1 hour presentation I did this past weekend entitled Prophecy. You must get my emergency update. This was prepared only 2 weekends ago. It's brand new. 1 hour and 30 minutes of everything. I deal with Europe. I deal with Russia. I deal with what's happening to the Arabs. I talk about every single one of the issues you've heard of today on Alex's show, plus much, much more. It would take 4 hours.
my Energy Non-Crisis DVD. You watch it on your television at home. Another one entitled The Next 12 Months, 2009. It is a DVD of 1 hour and 30 minutes long. You've got 5 hours of viewing and listening on DVD and CD, whether you want to do it in your car or in your home television set. I beg of you, for the sake of your dinner table, 800-321-2900. Ask for either one of the two packages we have. The number is 800-321-2900, and you will be the first one to ever receive prophecy. I have never done this before. Now, this is coming from a minister.
Give the number again.
800-321-2900. Now, the lines may be busy. I'm sure from Alex Jones' show last week they were busy for 2 days straight. Please keep calling. The number is 800-321-2900.
Okay, Lindsay, let's rush through some final calls here. I hope folks will get your material and educate others in their area, because the only thing that will stop this is information and waking folks up. John, I've got so many calls here. Who's up next? John in Canada. We got to move quick, Pastor. John in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex and Lindsay. It's an honor to talk with you.
Hi, John.
Hey. Basically, my question is regarding the economic situation in regards to Canada. How do you see it playing out here in Canada?
Well, within the past week's time, this thing has become global to the point that they're just talking about what's going to happen in Europe, what's happening in Russia, closed down the stock market currency exchange yesterday, China, Japan, Dubai. You see, Canada will not escape. It'll be the identical same thing we're talking about for the rest of the world, because you're connected with the British Empire.
Yeah, the globalists did this so they could globally bring everybody down at once and set up their world government. And Canada is so oil dependent that by the price being driven down to $33 a barrel right now, even at 50, it's not economically viable to pull out that oil shale. Correct, Lindsay?
That's correct. You can't even pay for oil shale anymore. Canada would be paying people to take it. So with this price, Canada is not exempt whatsoever. Get ready.
Another question. I was absolutely floored when you predicted the conflict with Russia. And then, you know, a couple months later, we had NATO forces.
That's right. We forgot he predicted that.
Yeah, and I was just wondering, do you see that conflict escalating, or is there going to be some other conflict that's going to rise?
Positively. Right now, Russia is in a collapsing position. They'll do what they've done with every nation. They'll collapse it. Then, if they want to bring it back, they will. And I was told by this individual a few months ago that Russia will be one of the greatest powers on the face of the earth in the future. So that means that they're going to revive them once they get through breaking them.
All right. That's all I had. Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah, Russia kicked out the robber barons. Now they've got to be brought to brought to ground here. Good call. Brian in Florida, you're on the air with Lindsay Williams. Go ahead. Okay, Brian in Florida's gone. Dan in Alabama, you're on the air. Dan, go ahead.
I got a question for Lindsay.
Go ahead.
Yes, Dan.
There's 30 some states that want to secede from the Union. What's keeping them from going ahead and getting all the oil they want over in North Dakota and Montana and getting our own money?
Because by blowing out the economy, they've made it too expensive to now explore and get that oil that they know is there to then bring it to market. That's the whole point. Lindsay?
Yes. Within a few days after the Montana legislator reading this into the congressional record, these scoundrels, they actually put up a bill before Congress not to allow any drilling in that area. This is, we have been betrayed.
It's a global game of risk. Anything else, Dan?
No, that's mostly. I wonder why the people don't go ahead and get the oil themselves and get
because
right
they won't
and get
give you the
money.
Permits. They won't give you the permits in Alaska. They won't give you the permits in the Dakotas. They won't give you the permits in the Gulf of Mexico.
The thing is, if they're out of the Union, they can do it if they want to or not, can't they?
Yeah, so they should. The state should. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Yeah, I was told by this individual a few months ago that they were not going to allow any major production in the United States of America anymore, that we would be kept obligated to foreign oil. The elite are doing it right through Congress and our president.
Yes, thanks
well,
for
like, the... Go ahead, like Dan. The state tell them to get lost and go ahead and do it.
I hear you. Thank you, Dan. Warren in Michigan. Warren, you're on the air.
I'd like to thank both of you for everything that you're doing. Lindsay, I saw Energy Non-Crisis. And in that, you allude to a date in the coming months where the market would be flooded with oil that could only be denominated in euros. Is that still, does that still hold to be true?
Yes, this individual said to me that they were going to open up two major oil fields in the world. Alex spoke of them a few moments ago, the one north of Russia, another one in Indonesia. And if the price of crude oil begins to go back up again, which it may, you know, even they have an alternative plan. If it tries to go back up, they're going to bring on these two oil fields in order to crash it back down to where it is now.
Okay.
And let me add a key and piece of information to all this from just Texas and Illinois and Oklahoma. They have found tens of thousands of huge oil and gas wells. And this has even been in the news. There's been lawsuits over this. It even happened with Clayton Williams, big Texas oil guy. He's still a small player because he's private. They go in, drill giant wells, find the gas and oil, and then they cap them. And the oil company says, we're not, or they pump out, you know, 1% of pressure. And they wait with it. Just like you notice oil prices have gone down by more than two-thirds from $147-plus a barrel to $33. But still, it hasn't dropped that much comparatively to what it should have. It should be down at this price at $1.30 or so, but here in Texas it's $2. Because the refineries were bought up by the big oil companies in the 90s, this has been in the Associated Press, to artificially not allow enough gasoline to come to market. So what the oil companies have said here in Texas is that if it ever did go up again, they can drive it right back down again. You know, let's say the Arabs decided to cut it off years ago. They just turn on all these wells they've got. See how they've got
they
every angle?
They have a solution ready.
Yeah, they have, exactly. They have every angle covered. Only by politically saying you're a pack of robber baron monopoly criminals and taking control of the government and having them arrested could we ever stop this. That's the only solution. They rule finance. They rule energy. They rule military. They rule media. But they're not invincible. Look at how the mainstream media is imploding. So now the New York Times, the Toronto Star, the BBC is all announcing they're going to start shutting the web down. They're saying it because they're desperate because of what we are doing here and others. We have a small window to kick their butts. Lindsay, do you agree with that?
Oh, the masses, that's the only hope. And Alex Jones Show, folks, let me say it again. Don't you miss Alex Jones' show one single day. You listen to him every day because things are happening so fast you have to keep up with it by 24 hours.
And more than that, record these shows. Save the podcast. Start your own shows because they could kill me or shut me up or imprison me. And believe me, they've been threatening it. This is a message, not about a person. And so just get the info out. A few final calls here. Let's talk to Tom in Kentucky. Tom, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Tom.
Nice to speak to you, too. I don't know if this has any bearing on anything, but July 24th, after Barack Obama's speech in Berlin, I watched him come out the rear of the building, and him and one reporter and one cameraman only, and he stated, what was the purpose of your speech? And he said, so Christians, Jews, and Muslims can worship as they choose together, because I'm a Muslim. He said he repeated that question two times. Do you think that that will have any effect on how he governs our country?
It's already having effect. Look at the bill he signed yesterday. And he made the statement. He said, I was elected president. I will draw up the bill the way I want it.
Well, it's disgusting for him to, the very next day, run a reporter down who asked him to admit that he was a Muslim man. And also one last point about how to prepare. I was told by a gun store owner that people need to start vacuum sealing ammunition and
if you
guns.
Can get it.
Yes. If you can get it, it's sold out.
If you can even buy it. If you can buy a gun right now, you're a fortunate man. If you can buy ammunition, you go look for it. You try to find it.
Gold is selling out. Silver, Ted's almost sold out right now. Thank you for the call. Lindsay Williams, we've got to end it right there. If I have time, I'm going to get to a few of these final callers, but I want to thank you for spending time with us, and so much has developed. As this develops, let's just set you up to come on the show, if you've got the time, at least every 2 weeks for an hour to give us updates as all this unfolds and as you do more research and integrate it with the inside information you have that integrates with all of my inside information. Again, I just want to thank you so much for spending time with us and joining us.
I consider it a privilege to be with you, Alex. And again, folks, if you want this week, 800-321-2900. But don't you miss Alex Jones Show every day in between.
Lindsay, God bless you and take care.
Thank you, Alex.
You better take care, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. You know, you'd think I'd be excited to have been right about all this, to have millions of people starting to tune in, to have the show exploding. I'm upset every day. I almost cry when I'm with my wife late at night. These are psycho criminals that are in control. You know, there's not even any pleasure in the fact that we've been successful, because what are we successful in? Pointing that a freight train's coming to run us over and all these blind people couldn't see it? I mean, there's no more time to screw around and play games, folks. They're openly announcing world government to rule everything, and a world central bank that you'll pay carbon taxes to and money transfer taxes to, and bankrupting everything so you're beholden to the government. This is nightmarish. Please get the word out. Please say no. People are really waking up right now, and that's the silver lining in all of this. I want to bring Ted Anderson up because they're nationalizing the banks, which they're not really doing that. They're handing them over to foreign private banks' controls through government power. Gold has gone up $15+. I mean, what's it at? Ted, what's the latest on gold? Last time I checked, it was $979, testing 1,000.
Yeah, right now it's $983.50. It's up $13 right now. Silver's up, too. Silver's up to $14.36 an ounce.
All right, I want to be clear. 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, you were offering gold that you bought at the 830 level in the market when the market was 915. That sold out last week. This week you said, folks, I bought at the 870 level, but it's and the 865 level when gold was at 950. But you said, folks, you better move quick. You have sold out of sovereigns. All you have at that level left is francs. They're great coins. It's the best deal. But those are running low. You're almost out of the silver at that old price, and it's going to go up again, folks. You are insane. And I've been saying this for 2 weeks. I haven't called Ted to get any silver or my gold myself. I'm too busy. Now I'm going to pay more. I'm getting the deal you're getting. Ted, what do you got left? Tell folks what they can do right now.
Well, it's just like you said. The francs are the only thing that I have left in the smaller denominational gold that I talked about yesterday. The British sovereigns did sell out. I did do a price check on them today. They're at $242 a piece now, and I'm still selling them for 2 days ago price at $221. Now, gold is up right around $100 an ounce. These are up a little bit more than $100 an ounce when you multiply them by four. And then the Mercury dimes and the Walking Liberty halves and the silver, it really hands down is the best buy that I have in the entire inventory, because I bought this stuff when silver was trading there between that $9 and $10. And now that we're close to $15, there's almost been a 50% increase in the spot price.
Let's be clear. If folks would have bought gold from you a few months ago, they would have gotten a 50% profit. Ladies and gentlemen, where else are profits like this being made?
No, the stock market isn't offering us that for sure. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down again. The dollar's strong because people are fleeing to cash, I should say.
Stay there, Ted. Let's do a final 5 minutes on the nationalization of the banks. I'm going to give you the number, okay? And the coins are almost gone at that price. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. He has silver at almost $6 under an ounce what it's selling for right now. He has gold at almost $100 under what it's selling for.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más.
The ObamaDeception.net. Check out the new website. We launched it a few weeks ago, but we've redesigned it. Got more material and information up there, the ObamaDeception.net. Okay, Ted. You bought gold at 865, 870, the deals you did in that range. You're now passing savings of over $100 an ounce on the people when other places are sold out. You are nearing being sold out. You have to buy back into the market. And next time you buy in, what type of increases are we talking about?
Well, like I said, on the franc right now, buying into the marketplace, I'm at 242. British sovereigns, I sold out of my quantities that I had at 275. It's just gone. I will be looking, you know, I'll be offering some more in the future here, but it's going to be closer to the $300 level. The Merc Dimes, the Walking Liberty halves, still. I mean, Alex, that's such a steal. We have some $20 gold pieces, some tens. We have some U.S. Eagles, some of the few things that are still around that you can pick up, small quantities. I really can't say it on air because I just don't have enough to go around. So if you're interested in other products, that's fine too. But right now, the gold
market.
The
thing guaranteed at that price is the dimes, the half-dollar silver, and the European, Swiss, and French, gorgeous little francs. Ted, the number is 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. How long can you hold that deal on the francs?
I'm going to hold this till midnight tonight, and we'll see how the supplies look tomorrow and what's going on in gold. But chances are you will not be able to buy this deal tomorrow. I know because my British sovereign supply, I didn't have as many to start with. And then now they're gone. They've been sold out. The francs are going to be the thing. I'm sure they'll go tonight. So if you call tonight, if you still call during today, before midnight Central time, you can lock in on those francs at 221.
And by the way, quite a few times Ted has sold out and gone ahead and bought them for more and sold it to you at the price. So he's good for it, but you know, Ted will probably end up losing a lot of money on this.
Well, but I'll like I said, I'll stand fast to my word on those francs and the Walking Liberty halves and the Merc dimes. If you're looking for something, especially in that silver, I don't know why anybody would not take advantage of that silver deal. It's just so good.
You got silver at like $9.50 a piece. It's right at 15 right now. You're selling it to them at $9.50 an ounce level. This is insane, folks. I mean, I feel like I should do a Crazy Eddie commercial. It's crazy. I mean, this is crazy. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. They're taking over, Ted. They're saying nationalize the banks, but that really means, because all power through the Treasury has been given to the Federal Reserve, that means foreign global banks are now taking control of the United States.
No, we're just, I mean, what's left of the Constitution is just being shredded and burned right now. I mean, it drives me crazy, Alex. I hear that and I read about the same stuff, and I don't think half the people out here in the United States even understand what that means to them. I mean, we're going to be answering to a foreign power now. What do you think? I mean, do you think we'll have any rights?
We already do on NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization and the IMF, the World Bank. Now it's just public. And it's happening, so at least people should protect themselves. You know, folks, you could have bought silver 3 or 4 months ago, 2 months ago, and gotten almost a 50% increase. I mean, what was silver a few months ago? Wasn't it like $6 an ounce?
It dropped down to about $9. We didn't see $6 this last time around, but it certainly was a lot lower than it is today, and it's I don't see it coming back down again, Alex.
Absolutely. So 800-686-2237, the francs and the silver, half dollars and dimes, 800-686-2237, and they'll be there till midnight Central Standard Time. Pat Anderson, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up.
What a wild ride today. We'll be back tomorrow live 11 to 3 p.m. Central. Please spread the word about the transmission. Don't forget the Obama Deception is now available. And I covered some of Obama's big lies in the first hour of the show, and that'll be retransmitting at InfoWars.com right now after this 70-second break. So we'll be right back for everybody at InfoWars.com. God bless you all. Keep fighting the New World Order.